following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. ...2022's been good to Bulldog football. Head coach Bruce Lamb and his 11-1 Clay County team have blasted their way through the competition, averaging 44 points a game while allowing only 7. They've claimed the region championship, earned home field advantage throughout the playoffs, set many individual and team records, hosted the first ever second round playoff game at John Tuples Field, and advanced to the quarterfinals for the first time in 37 years. Setting the stage tonight for the black and gold to join 7 other teams that remain in Class A playoff contention, as 2 games are played on each side of the state to determine which 4 teams will advance to next week's Black Friday Bash, the semifinals. It's very fitting that the team looking to thwart the Dogs are the hated Gordonsville Tigers. No team has turned more Bulldog dreams into nightmares than the blue-clad, ferocious Felines from Smith County, making the opportunity to end their season that much more worthwhile. Head coach Stephen Jackson's brought his 9-3 Tigers into Bulldog country tonight for the second time in 3 weeks as they seek the ultimate revenge for their 27-20 region championship loss. This is Clay County in Gordonsville for the 74th time with the semifinals on the line.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shake the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust, protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it. TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the Clark West pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the Clark West pregame show, and for the eighth time this season and the third time this postseason, we're high top Joni Elite Stadium looking down on John Tables Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and once again, I'm thrilled to have the privilege of calling the action as the Dogs make history for the second straight week, hosting the first ever third-round game here in Salina and seeking to be the only Bulldog team to ever win 12 games in a season. Joining me soon will be our network producer, Rob Edwards, who's coached in eight of the eight. Back in 1985, he's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, thank you for that kind introduction. Like I said last week, and you mentioned earlier in the opener, it's been a year of firsts here on the Horizon Sports Network, and this Clay County football team makes history and leaves their mark every time they take the field. And tonight, they've got another chance to do it again by becoming only the second team ever to advance to a state semi. And that's just not making history, Daniel. That's becoming legendary. And I can't tell you how fortunate I feel to be here to witness this one. And that's why there's no doubt tonight there's no place I'd rather be than right here besides you on a football Friday night.
Yeah, it's a special night here in Salina. Last time, the only other time back in 85, they traveled for the third round. So first ever third round game in Salina. Pretty cool.
And I know it's cold tonight. You might not think people would turn out for this one, but I made a statement after the Dogs beat Gordonsville for the region title last month after the crowd we saw for that one. I'm going to stand by it. This is going to be the most well-attended event ever held in Salina. Probably no way to confirm that, Daniel, but I know you and I aren't the only ones fired up for this one.
No, everybody is. And just for a sport comparison, you know, we talk about sub-state home basketball games. Well, this is one step beyond that. This is like the first round of the basketball state tournament at the Murphy Center. It's the quarterfinals. So, in one sense, it's definitely the biggest sports event we've ever called here on the Horizon Sports Network, because we don't get to go down to the Murphy Center for those basketball games.
That's right. We're here tonight, and for those who can't make it out to witness the game tonight, we've got live video to go along with our normal audio again this week, thanks to the sponsorship of H&H Auto and Equipment Parts and owners Chris and Derek Hicks. Daniel, like we said before, the TSSAA charges a fee to live stream video of playoff football, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without Eco Panels during the first round, Bank of Salina last week, and now here in the quarterfinals. Your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, H&H Auto Parts.
Yeah, you know, all of our sponsors are special to us, but H&H, very special, sponsor the pregame show, the postgame show, and bringing this live video action to all the folks at home tonight on this cool November night. So just an outstanding job by owner Chris Hicks. He's sitting here with us, Thomas.
Yeah, he is. We're fortunate to have him here with us. Chris, you know, we can't thank you, your family, and all those friendly faces you've got working for you down there enough for making this video possible tonight. Thanks again.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to sponsor the sports in Clay County, and very glad to be here tonight.
And like Daniel said, H&H and CarQuest have been a longtime sponsor here with us. And you guys always say you proudly serve the community, and there's no better example of that than what you're doing tonight.
Well, thank you.
You know, another line that kind of sticks in my head, Chris, in that H&H deal, we say it's the place to go for all your automotive needs, but that's not all. Tell us a little bit about what else you offer and why it's important to you to kind of have a little everything on hand.
Well, we want to be able to serve the community in the best way possible, and we offer a lot of marine parts, oils and stuff for outboards. Started back earlier this year offering equipment parts, undercarriages, rubber tracks, bucket teeth, cutting edges and stuff like that. So that's been a good addition for our business. And we serve all the way up probably Bowling Green, west of Nashville a little bit, over around Cookeville, and pretty good radius that we cover with that part of our business. And then also carry heavy-duty parts for semis. And so we try to have a good stock of everything to serve the community with.
So in other words, people don't have to go to Nashville or order it on the Internet. When they need it, they can come to you right here in Salina.
Yeah, yeah, we have a good inventory, and then we get product in every night, well, 5 nights a week that we get overnight parts in and special orders. So that's a big plus. If we don't have it, you know, today, in most cases, we can have it first thing the next morning for our customers.
And Daniel, I know, like me, you rely on H&H quite a bit for not only normal vehicle stuff like Chris was talking about, but also for farm equipment and lots more.
Yeah, I've had several hydraulic hoses. You know, I'd pop a hydraulic line and go up, able to get one made on site real quick, just a quick trip from the farm, and just all that stuff, all the hydraulic fluids you need and everything, rubber chain for old junky hay rubbers like we've got that still got chains on them, and pretty much if you need it, it's in there. Just a great selection that's in stock. What, Chris, we've talked a lot about some different things there that, that you guys do outside of the norm. Is there anything else maybe that's not on the commercials and things that we run here on the Horizon Sports Network that you've added recently that, that maybe folks don't know about, or just something in general about your store and that you and Derek run that maybe the average customer just doesn't know about?
Well, probably the biggest thing that we've added recently is the heavy equipment, you know, parts and stuff like that. That's, again, been a big addition or good addition for the community and surrounding areas. A gentleman that owned that business prior is retiring, and we kind of got fixed with him and kind of took that over. But we've, back earlier this year, we added a bigger line of marina parts and accessories in the store. That and then constantly expanding, you know, the automotive part and heavy duty parts that we carry.
Well, I'm very, I think marine's a big deal. You know, I mean, you probably get those overnight most of the time,
yeah,
too, can't you?
Yeah, if we don't have it in stock and we try to stock some of the more common things that break or people need, you know, I guess spur of the moment, but, yeah, starters and all kinds of parts like that we can get for outboards and even the inboard stuff, and in most cases we can get that stuff overnight also.
Something that jumps out of me when you go in there too, Daniel, is, you know, the faces. You know all those guys. He's got plenty of help there to take care of you, no matter how busy you are, Chris. How important has that been for you to find a knowledgeable staff like that?
Right. We've been very fortunate to have a good staff since we opened. When we started, we had just 3 employees. Currently, we're at 6 employees, counting our on-the-road sales guy with the equipment stuff that's helping us at least to the end of the year. And we've also been well received by our customer base, you know, all the commercial accounts and the folks, you know, in town that just come in to get their stuff. We've been very fortunate to have our customer base as well as our employees. All the guys there work real hard. We try to get deliveries out to our commercial people quickly so they can get their shop, get traffic in and out of their shop, and help them be profitable. So that's our goal is to do that and be a good partner for our commercial shops as well as all of our customers.
Well, I know the delivery service is something that folks find handy because you guys stay on the roads with that, going to malls and around town and different places. I know they appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, folks, the next time you've got a need for anything, parts and accessories, stop by and see Chris, his son, Derek, and all the local guys they have working for them. They're knowledgeable, like I said, friendly, very helpful, especially for guys like me who don't claim to be mechanics. So that means a lot. Chris, we again want to thank you and H&H Auto Equipment Parts for the BDO sponsorship, but we also want to recognize you, just like Daniel did, and our entire list of sponsors for being with us from the very beginning and making the Horizon Sports Network what it is today.
Well, thank you. And, again, we want to be a supporter of the community and the sports here, and that's important to us, has been since we opened, and we're glad to do it.
And, Daniel, you mentioned it last week, I think, in game. Those sponsors are kind of getting their money's worth lately. We hit a number that we never thought we would probably see.
Yeah, exceeded 100,000 listens on the Horizon Sports Network, covering both sports here at Clay County High School over these past 5 years. And Thomas, his excitement is built over this playoff run. Listeners have been hitting all-time record numbers since adding video in with it. I don't know specific numbers, but I heard you and John discussing over 1,000 viewers just last week during that one event. So with numbers like that, you can get to 100,000 pretty quick.
Yeah, you can. Chris, thanks again. Folks, we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of what we put out, my brother and I and my father, each week. So, folks, pick up a copy next week to follow up this broadcast. And stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and live video courtesy of H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Dale Hall Horizon. Daniel, that headline said, Round 3 rematch. Dogs eliminate Whitwell to earn second go-around with Gordonsville. And the story opened by saying Clay County's 9 senior leaders became the winningest Bulldog class of all time last Friday night when they eliminated Whitwell from the TSSAA playoffs to notch their 36th victory of their careers. I don't care who you were for last time out. It was a great game just to watch, and I anticipate this one being the same way, head coach Bruce Lamb said of the last Gordonsville game. And they'll bring a big crowd, and we'll be ready to go. And the atmosphere has been great all year long on our side. Seeing that and seeing the success these kids have had, I love it for them. But we're not satisfied. We're not satisfied until we get to Chattanooga, and hopefully we can get there by winning this game tonight. And, Daniel, it is the next step to making that trip south to the state title game. But last week was also huge as far as working towards that goal. Clay County knew they had to have that one against Whitwell first, and they jumped on the Tigers from the opening kick and dominated throughout their second-round win, as your summary is going to show.
It does. It was senior Alec Kerr who returned Whipple's initial boot 58 yards into Tiger territory to set up a 2-yard rushing touchdown by senior tailback Joseph Markham. Senior Levi Garrett added the first of 3 extra point kicks he made in the first half, and the Dogs led 7-0 with less than 2 minutes gone off the game clock, and the rout was on. The Clay County defense, led by Garrett at middle linebacker, and the stout interior of senior linemen John Hamilton, Ricardo McElroy, and Hunter Kyle, mixed up the power run game of the Tigers on every possession, and the dog attack fired at will to build a 26-9 first half lead. Quarterback Keaton Arms found Kerr for a big play to set up his team's second score, where the senior signal caller snuck the ball across the goal line from 1 yard out. Markham then ran across his second rushing touchdown of the night for the same distance on the next Clay County drive, before Arms engineered another two-minute drill to perfection to give the Dogs a four-score advantage at intermission. He picked up the initial first down with his legs and then hooked up with Kerr twice, first for 31 yards and then for a 14-yard touchdown before time expired. Kerr also opened the second half with the highlight of the night as he took a swing pass and streaked 62 yards to pay dirt, prior to Markham adding his third rushing touchdown with a 24-yard jaunt into the end zone. Reserves entered the game for Clay County, and sophomore Worm Smith added the exclamation point with a 15-yard score on the ground to open the final period. Garrett also banged through his last three kicks following the Bulldog offensive highlights to put Clay County ahead 46-9. Before Whipple got on the board late to avoid the shutout, making the final tally Clay County 46, Whipple 6.
Running a little short on time here tonight, so folks, if you go to DaleHollaHorizon.com, there's a story just like Daniel and I went through. You can find all the stats from that game. Next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game online and in your newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Tigers in a round three rematch here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and third round playoff action right here in Salina, Tennessee. Video feed tonight being provided to you by H&H Auto Parts. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs now for the sixth consecutive season and have 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. The Bulldogs have appeared in the third round on only one prior occasion, that coming in 1985 when Russell Richardson took the black and gold on the road to Knoxville Catholic and bested the Fighting Irish 23-7. Clay County's overall playoff record is 13-24, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Gordonsville Tigers have made trips to the postseason now in seven consecutive seasons and have 36 overall appearances dating back to their first in 1979. The Tigers have played in 18 prior third-round games, where they have posted a 6-12 record. The years that they have won and advanced to the semifinals were 1983, 84, 87, 88, 2011, and 12. Of the six semifinal games that Gordonsville has played in, they've won three, those coming in 1983, 84, and 2012. They've twice been crowned state football champions, 1984 and 2012, and brought home silver in 83. The Bulldogs and Tigers are meeting for the 74th time this evening. The longest dog winning streak of the series is seven games, coming from 1964 through 1970, while the Tigers' longest winning streak is nine games that came from 2009 through 2018. Overall, the Dogs trail in the series with a record of 27 wins to 45 losses and one tie. That does conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we're going to return with more history.
Sir. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Car Quiz pregame show, continuing About a Bulldog History here. Tonight we want to take a look at the Dogs' only previous third-round appearance that came against Knoxville Catholic in 1985. Looking at the story and notes written by Kevin Donaldson and Don Napier from the November 27, 1985 edition of the Citizen Statesman, Donaldson tells of how the Dogs completed an 8-2 regular season with losses to Watertown and Smith County, and he credited much of that success to the offensive line play of Randy Nixon, Mike Thompson, Eddie Barlow, Randy Copeland, Pat Teebles, and Dwayne Smith. The story goes on to chronicle the home field come from behind victories over Friendship Christian and Franklin Road Academy in the first and second rounds that sent the Dogs on the road to Knoxville Catholic to face the 11-1 Fighting Irish, who had a stingy defense that had only allowed 19 total points on the entire season going into that ball game, and they had an offense that was led by do everything tailback Preston Warren, who was one of the state's top collegiate prospects. Going to jump to a few highlights from this article. There's a certain part of it, Thomas, where the head coach of Knox Catholic is cited with saying one of the most crucial plays of the game took place. So we'll let you pick up at that part of the article and read what Kevin Donaldson wrote about it.
Yeah, the Irish apparently having diagnosed what they thought was a weakness in the Bulldogs punting game, came with an all-out rush to block Hull's effort. Hull, who said later he took his eye off the ball, bobbled the snap, but picked it up and headed around the right end. At about the line of scrimmage, Hull picked up a cordon of blockers, and suddenly only Warren stood between the Salina senior and pay dirt. Bulldog blockers took care of Warren, and Hull took care of the rest, racing 49 yards for the score. He added the PAT himself, and Salina jumped out to an early 10-0 lead, Daniel.
Of course, Hull there being Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and a senior on that team, Jimmy Crank Hull. A nice 10-0 lead on the road, but the Irish, an 11-1 team, they didn't want to go down without a fight. Another key part in that game is written about Donaldson coming up later in the second half.
On 3rd-and-1 at their own 29, Catholic went to the air to get the first down. But Watson would have none of it. Kevin Watson, Hall of Famer Kevin Watson. The Salina quarterback and defensive back stepped in front of a Catholic receiver at the 38 to intercept the ball. He returned it to the 26, and three plays later on 4th-and-9, Hull went around left end for his second score of the game. He added the PAT again, and the Dogs led 17-7, effectively putting the game out of reach, Daniel.
It finally says that junior Craig Ogletree intercepted another pass, and after one more Hull rushing touchdown, that final score, 23-7, was on the scoreboard. Notes at the end of the article say that Hull had 193 yards rushing and again praised his blockers for their effort up front. Craig Ogletree added 76 tough yards. Kevin Watson hit 5 of 10 passes for 36 yards. And on one play, Watson had his pass blocked in the backfield, snatched it out of the air, and threw his second pass on the same play to Rob Weir, who made a fine catch along the sidelines. Pretty interesting there.
It was. And, you know, Rob Weir, Crank Hull, we've gone through a lot of these names, but there's a lot more on this team, Daniel, that everybody will know. We just don't have time to share them all.
We don't. Perhaps we will later in the game. A few more notes about this game real quick. Here's the tale of the tape. Salina Bulldogs, 13 first downs. Knox Catholic, only 6. Rushing yards. Salina rushed the ball 48 times for 259 yards, while Catholic rushed 21 times for 23 yards. Only negative 13 yards in the second half for the Irish. That's defense.
Yeah, defense wins big games, Daniel.
Says right here also that Salina fans accounted for more ticket sales than Knox Catholic. Also that Preston Warren, that tailback for the Irish, he was the 7th best college prospect in the state, and he was allowed only 38 yards on 10 carries that night. Dominance.
Sounds like the Dogs took that as a challenge heading into that one, Daniel.
We wish we could have spoke more in-depthly about this game. Time just doesn't allow. All we hope is that the current version of the Dogs can replicate that same great third-round performance coming 37 years ago. Folks, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Gordesville for a third-round rematch in the playoffs, where the region champion Dogs will look to improve to 12-1 and advance to the state semifinals for only the second time in school history. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson for another postseason edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach Lamb, good afternoon.
Thank you for having us. Excited to be here.
Coach D, back again. Appreciate you coming.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Coach, much like the week prior, your Bulldogs took care of business last week against Whitwell, and they did it with another fast start. Where has that mission-oriented mentality come from lately, and how important is that being in this playoff run?
Well, it started, you know, I think when the seniors got in this second season, the playoff season, and these kids come out with their focused and maturity. I mean, the maturity of these nine seniors and the way they lead this team, and I think it's huge. You know, for opening kickoff the other night, of course, I thought Alec was gone, and you know, it's kind of his feet got tangled up with John, and or he would have been gone. But you know, three plays later, we're in the end zone, and I thought to myself on the sideline, this game's over. You know, I didn't think they could beat us after that, and it's huge to have some positive things happen first of the game.
And Coach Dickerson, you knew heading into that one, Whitwell was going to come right at you. But that senior interior of yours, you know, made up of Levi Garrett, John Hamilton, Ricardo McElroy, and Hunter Kyle, they came to play, didn't they?
They did. They did a really good job of their run fits. We knew that they did some things to false key. In fact, the very first play of the game, pulled their guards the opposite way and run the quarterback back out. And, you know, our guys are right there. And when you see that on the first play and your guys are making those tackles, you know you could be having a good night.
So good start on both sides of the ball, Coach. And, you know, Whitwell's 9-2 coming in here, but your Dogs dominated throughout. What does that say about this group?
It says we're a pretty good football team. You know, you look in the 2A, and you got Monterey and York playing for the, you know, quarterfinals and who's going to the semifinals. And, you know, we handled York pretty well. And, you know, they're a good football team. And you know, we've beat Gordonsville. We've beat some stellar teams, and they've done a great job in the playoffs. So it tells me we're pretty good. And you know, we got to continue what we're doing because we're doing something right.
So, Dickerson, did you expect to pitch what should have been another shutout against a team like Whitwell in the second round?
Absolutely not. You know, going in, we just hoped to limit the amount of times they scored. You know, you before the game, you're thinking, well, maybe we can hold them to 14 or 21 because they have a really good ground game. Their quarterback's a great running back. And, you know, I didn't think we'd be able to hold up all night long and keep him from having any big plays. And, you know, until the game was out of hand and some second-teamers got in there, did a really good job of keeping him under control.
And Coach Maynard had his offense clicking too, Coach Lamb. You know, they've been impressive all year, but it looked like they kind of took it to another level last week. Is that a product of preparation, focus, or what, in your opinion?
I think it's a little of both. You know, Coach Maynard does a great job of getting our kids the ball and finding new ways to give them the ball. And we did a little bit of that this past week, getting Alec the ball in different positions. And, You know, you get in the ball, you see what happens. You never know with that little son of a gun. You don't know what he's going to do when he gets it, but you know he's going to be headed towards the right place. And you know, Coach Maynard's done a great job of getting our kids in those positions. And you know, hey, our kids don't care who scores as long as they score. And that's all they're worried about.
Well, guys, you know, that one's over, of course, and what is at hand is a big challenge. A round three rematch with guess who? Would you want it any other way, Coach Lim?
No. I mean, you want to play the best teams, and that's who you're going to play when you get this far in the playoffs. And, you know, Gordonsville, as you saw when they played here in week 11, they're good. They're a good football team, well coached, great fundamentals. It was a battle all night long, and, you know, we ended up with more breaks than they did and got the win. So, you know, it's going to come down to that again, I'm sure, and I think our kids are ready. I think they're just tired of waiting. They're ready to get it on.
Coach D, second time around, long-time rivals. Everybody knows each other. Maybe even some people have breakfast for the enemy at times, I hear. But that goes both ways. How does that familiarity affect this one?
1985 was the first time that I got to go against Gordonsville. And you take my 6 years that I was in college away, or 5 years I was in college away, and I faced Gordonsville every year. There is no team that I have any more respect for than them, but no team that I want to beat any more than them as well. Of course, a lot of guys on their coaching staff I've known since I was in elementary school, and they do a tremendous job getting their kids prepared. Steven Jackson's come in and brought some new wrinkles that we've never seen from a Gordonsville team before. Make them extremely difficult to defend. Make all 11 guys on defense have to play. So, here we are in the quarterfinals with an opportunity to go to the semis through a team that has been maybe a nemesis in the past. Hopefully we've gotten over the hump and we can go out there Friday night and maybe get another victory.
Coach Dixon, I asked Coach Maynard this last week. In my opinion, as far as this staff goes, you definitely know this team, this Bulldog team, better than most. Do they have it in them to beat Gordonsville twice in 1 year and make a historic run to Chattanooga?
You go back 2 years ago, Gordonsville beats Clay County pretty solid, 20-21-0 the regular season. You come to the second round in the playoff games, it's a 14-14 ball game, and Gordonsville has to drive 60 yards to score. It's tough to beat a team twice, but it can be done. These guys have now won what I think is the game that got them over the hump. Will it be tough? Absolutely. Will there be times in the game where they've got to step up? Absolutely. But, you know, we have playmakers. We know we do. Our playmakers have to make plays. And if that happens, then we'll have an opportunity to win the game.
And it all comes down to this one tonight, Coach Lim. A fast start, like we talked about, has been key for your team lately. How important would that be to score a couple quick ones on Gordonsville? And how do we attack the Tigers this time around?
Well, you know, I think if we score quick on them this tonight and get ahead, I think it takes them out of their game plan. I think they want to power us. I think they want to line up and try to run it down our throats. They're big, strong up front. Their kids don't platoon like ours do. We got 8 kids that don't come off the field. You know, they got 20 seniors. They got 70 kids. You know, you're talking about they don't have to play both ways. They don't have to worry about playing special teams. You know, I think they're going to try to come out and power us. I think our kids, if we can get on top of them, it takes them out of their game plan. You know, and I think our kids, we just got to go play, man. I mean, we're 11-1 for a reason. And because of our kids, they do what they do. And I can't wait to see what happens. I think they're ready. I think it's time. It's time that we see what happens. And we, as Coach said, we get over the hump. We talk about it many times about, I think we talked about in pregame last time we played them about David and Goliath. And that's one thing that we'll talk about is, you know, David got knocked down with the stone. Well, they don't talk about what happens after the storm knocks him down. You know, that's what we're going to do tonight. We want to try to take care of it and make sure we kill Goliath.
Coach D, you know, Gordonsville got a couple cheap ones on us deep in that last time out in the first half, but then we picked them off twice, and they went to work on the ground just like Coach Lamb was talking about in the second half. What do you expect this time around?
Well, I imagine you'll see something similar to what you saw then. They came out in formations that we hadn't seen. You know, we've got – I've told the guys, you're going to have to be prepared for anything to be able to adjust anything. You know, I can't tell you how to line up once the game starts till you get to the sideline. So be prepared for formations that you haven't seen. And then they're going to try to run number five and Albritton. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. And they're going to, you know, they're going to hang the hat on those guys who, especially the last 2 weeks, have really got them a lot in the ground game. And they'll try to hit number 34 deep or 15 deep, get the ball to 16. Get the ball to their playmakers on occasion, but I expect it to be ground game oriented from them. And, you know, we just got to hold up and limit the amounts of times that we can let them get down here and score at position.
You talk about the ground and pound, any adjustment there, or just depend on
better.
Our guys standing
do
up?
Do better, you know, we do what we do. And you know, it's a testament to those guys. It's not anybody's defense but those boys that's out there playing. And one thing, that if I can say we did anything right, that was putting them in the defense we're in and just letting them play.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want it to look like, well, what we're doing ain't working, so we're going to do what we do. Now, you might see something a little different as a changeup, but the 50 defense is what these guys have run for 13 weeks, and that's what they're going to run, and we just got to make sure that we fit it right and adjust right on the back end, and then let our playmakers do what they do.
Coach Lamb, what's one thing Clay County has to do to survive in advance here tonight?
Never get down, and not talking about score, attitude. Their attitude is key in this game. You know, we got to believe, and I think we do. If something happens, something goes wrong, you can't put your head down. You got to keep working. And I think our kids will. I think the maturity will come out tonight.
Sounds good, guys. Coach Dickerson, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Coach Lamb, as always.
Thank you. Hope to see you next week.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest postgame show. Live video feed of this third round action and that being provided by H&H Auto Parts of Salina. Time now on this CarQuest pregame show for How They Fared. Brought to you by Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys, pretty short how they fared tonight. Only three teams off Clay County's schedule were in the playoffs last week. Westmoreland High School finished their season 7-5 with a 42-17 loss at Tyner. Alvin C. York Institute improved to 8-4 after a 27-0 win at South Green. Tonight, they have the rematch with Monterey from week three, in which York won 34-20.
We talked about York, guys, you know, being a really good team when they were coming in here to John Peoples Field, and they're showing they are.
Yeah. Third round of the Double-A playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. And these Gordonsville Tigers improved to 9-3 with a 14-7 win over the Pirates of South Pittsburgh. So we can go right into picking games right now if you guys like. We'll go through the standings again.
Yeah.
Right now, after last week's debacle, I'll call it, Thomas is at 32-28 in first place, tied with Daniel, also 32-28. And I'm in third place, Daniel. We won't call it last.
No.
But we'll call it third place, 31-29. I'm a game back.
You gave yourself a good opportunity to reclaim the lead tonight. Eight games, I believe, you've got Sadie Porce to pick.
Well, there's eight games down. One of them, we accidentally found the score. Somebody told me the score of the Coalfield game.
I think we were all going
first. We were probably all going to pick Coalfield anyway.
We were.
So,
yeah. It was a while.
Yeah, so I'll just count that as a win for me. And, you know, we'll go from there. All right. Red Bank Lions, 10-2, go to East Hamilton to take on the Hurricanes, who are 9-3. A rematch from week 9, won by East Hamilton, 14-0 at home.
I think Red Bank is still mad over that loss and that they go on the road tonight. Pretty short trip, but still they go on the road and win. I think Hamilton, 2-point favorites in this game.
I got to go against you, Daniel. I think it's just like this game fixed to play out in front of us here tonight. The home team wins that one.
Red Bank's only two losses, East Hamilton and Fayetteville. I think the Lions rebound. I think they're going to win this one tonight on the road. The Page Patriots in a rematch against the Nolensville Knights. Page at 10-2, Nolensville 12-0. A rematch that we picked in week 8, won by Nolensville at Nolensville 27-21. I remember I picked Page, and I think both of you guys picked Nolensville.
I'm going with what you thought earlier this year. Page wins this one.
Yeah, I think Nolensville 6-point favorites, but I like the underdog going with Page.
Well, I went with Page last time. I can't do it again. I'm going Nolensville tonight, the home team. Here's a big one, another rematch from week 11, the final week of the regular season. East Nashville, the Eagles, 10-2, travel to Smith County to take on the Hooten Owls, 11-1. Smith County won that game in week 11 to claim the region title, similar to what we're seeing here tonight in front of us. 15-14, that game was at Smith County as well. I picked East Nashville that night. I'm picking them again.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm with Daniel on this one. Smith County defends home turf.
Hooten Owls.
I'm either going to be way ahead or way behind after that. I can see that.
Smith County sitting in the third round of the AAA playoffs this year. Folks, next year they're a double-A football team.
They are. They are. They'll be dangerous. The Tyner Rams, 11-1, taking on the Indians of East Robb, 11-1. Not a rematch from this season. The last time these two teams played was in 2018, first round of the playoffs at Tyner, won by Tyner, 35-13.
I'm going with Tyner on this one.
Tyner's 7-point favorites, but, you know, East Robb, I think the culture in that school changed with their basketball title from last year. A lot of those guys are playing football, and I think they're believing, much like our guys who've been part of a state championship team, they believe they can go out in any sport and win. I think East Robb gets it done.
I am going to go with Tyner. I agree with you, Daniel. I think the culture at East Robb is good, but I think the just think Tyner's a stronger team. I look for them to go all the way to Chattanooga.
They're getting ready to play the national anthem here at Clay County High School. Still about 9 minutes. They'll kick off. We'll pause for the anthem. Come back. Finish these exciting picks.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, we were in the middle of how they fared from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Let's pick right back up.
All right, one that I'm not sure anybody saw coming earlier in the season. Monterey, 10-2, travels to Jamestown to take on the Dragons at York, 8-4. Rematch from week three, like I said earlier, 34-20, won by York at Jamestown. I'm going with the Dragons again.
I think the home team wins this one, too. You talk about a feud. We think about a feud between Clay County and Yorksville. Ours ain't a feud by comparison, I don't think, to that one. They don't like each other at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys, but it's a wash for me.
Okay. All right, so there's four single-A quarterfinal games, one of them right here in front of us tonight on John Tiefel's Field. Three others, Oliver Springs, Coalfield, we talked about, so we've all picked Coalfield in that one. The other two, the Peabody Golden Tide, 10-2, taking on the Memphis Academy of Science and Engineering Mets at 12-0. Last season, they haven't played this year, but last season it was a round one win by Peabody, 41-0 at home. So, Peabody and Mace.
I'm going tied to Peabody. They're 7-point underdogs, but they're traditional. They're going to get it done.
They've been there before. I'm going with tradition myself. Coach, they got you, and they're going to get Mace tonight.
They did. They did get us. Guys, Mace is located there in Memphis. Is Memphis a football town?
Nah.
It's a basketball town. I'm going to have to go with you guys. I'm going to go with Peabody. Then this one here. This is the one that everybody thinks, you know, state championship game, whatever. Fayetteville Tigers, 12-0. At McKenzie Rebels, 12-0. A rematch from last season's quarterfinal, which McKenzie won 14-8 at Fayetteville. Fayetteville's been the favorite to win the West all season long.
Guys, these two teams, just looking at some power ratings, all classifications, both divisions, public and private, this is the number 11 and 12th ranked teams in the state of Tennessee, these single-A programs. McKenzie's supposed to be two-point favorites. I'm taking Fayetteville.
They kind of claimed all the glory this year, and I think they deserve it. They put a whooping on Upperman. I tell you what.
And Red Bank.
I got to go with them.
Fayetteville beat Red Bank. Is that not a 4A in the quarterfinals? I do, too. That's another wash. Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance 4 minutes from kickoff. We're going to kick it right back to Daniel Strong here.
That we are. We're going to do that because it's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win and advance on to the semifinals. Thomas, let's start on offense.
Well, Daniel, when you think back to that first game between Clay County and Gordonsville, though the Dogs won, they were held to less than 100 yards rushing, and that's the only time this season that's happened, Daniel. Joseph Markham, less than 50. Keaton Arms, right at 30. Alec Curges, 15. Tonight, that's got to change. This offensive line has stepped up the last few weeks, and they know what they're up against tonight. They've seen it before, and I think you may see Senior Stone Lynn leading the way in the middle and see this Clay County downhill running attack have some success. We've got the weapons on the outside, and we're going to need them, but the run game is the key here tonight. Got
to get the power run going. What about Dickerson's dozen, the nasty defense?
Well, we saw this Dog defense bow up and stop in Gordonsville when they had to and win the game for Clay County last time out. And they did it with an injured Levi Garrett. Guess what? Garrett's 100% tonight, and he and these seniors are ready for the challenge, Daniel. In the middle, Hunter Kyle, John Hamilton, Ricardo McElroy, and then Arms and Markham. Right alongside them on the edges, Jimmy Burchett over the top. Those guys know what's coming. The power run game, And, you know, also the Tigers got a couple cheap ones down the field last time. I don't see Kerr and Burchett and company letting that happen again. I think all of those guys are ready to prove me right tonight, Daniel.
Give me an overall key.
Well, I think it's the same thing I said last time these two met. Clay County just needs to be who they are. They don't need to push. They don't need to be worried about the second time around jinx or whatever. They just need to do what they do. Because let me tell you, that's good enough, Daniel, because this group is special. You said it, and I'm stealing it. The first time doing anything is always the hardest, in my opinion. You told me against these nine seniors, Gordonsville has never won on this field. I agree with you, cuz it's not happening tonight.
Sounds good to me. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Going to do a very quick full coverage final word from Ash Armstrong Insurance. Coach, you've been in eight of these quarterfinal games in basketball. What's Coach Lamb and the Dogs need to do tonight to get through it?
Well, I agree with Thomas. Dance with who got you here. You know, keep doing what we've been doing to get to this point. Win these one-on-one battles. We got to win three or four one-on-ones tonight. Put the ball in the end zone, and I think we're going to be fine.
That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ash Armstrong Insurance. Here's the kickoff. Tigers going to field it to the 30. Low squib kick. Return in progress going to be brought down. Gordons will take over around their own 40. That full coverage final word was sponsored by Ash Armstrong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies, bringing the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. 32 degrees here at kickoff, 64% humidity, no precipitation, a 2-mile-per-hour wind out of the west. That's been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. First and 10 Tigers. Sweep to Adams around right side, turns the corner, going to be hit. Having trouble finding him on the field. Looks like he picks up around 5, advancing from the Gordonsville 40 up to the 46, pick up a 6, making it second and a long 4. Burchett and Arms involved on the stop. Fortunate to have cousin John Weaver here with us tonight, spotting for this big third-round game.
What an atmosphere already, Daniel. We've seen it from both sides. Gordonville turned out well. Bulldog Nation's here in full force. It's go time.
All Britton in the gun, handing off inside. Very little running room. A yard, perhaps.
The seniors up front, Hunter Kyle, John Hamilton, Levi Garrett, and Ricardo McElroy. I'm not quite sure who made that stop, though. 21 is Hunter Kyle, I think, tonight.
Hunter's
right?
Wearing 30 tonight.
30, okay.
They changed it to 30. Coach Lamb texted.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he told me in the locker room earlier, 13.
Third and 4, Albritton in the gun. Quarterback keeper right into the heart of the defense. He gets the first down into Tiger or Bulldog territory on this opening drive. Third play of the drive for the Tigers. Elitsis the first down. And the Gordonsville faithful across the way celebrate the first down. Joseph Markham on the stop.
Just straight downhill. That's what we saw in the second half from Gordonsville. That's what Coach Lamb and Coach Dickerson expect to see. A heavy dose of the run from the quarterback, Matthew Albritton.
Tigers driving right and left. Albritton in the gun. Play action pass. Releases for the out route. It's caught. Tackle made. Nate Adams on the stop. Let's go ahead and bring you these defensive starters from State Farm for Clay County. Nose guard Ricardo McElroy. Tackles John Hamilton and Hunter Kyle. Inside backers Levi Garrett and Worm Smith. Outside backers Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Cornerbacks Nate Adams and Winston Birdwell. Safeties Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. Second and 5 after a pickup of 5 on the pass. Albritton in the gun. Got a running back at either hip. Wide out to the right, 2 to the left. Wide side of the field is the left. The Tigers running that way on the jet sweep. Nice hit made. Worm Smith getting a big stop there, forcing the Tigers into a third and round 4. Those defensive starting lineups were brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Vaughn. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Four down territory here for the Tigers, unless Clay Kennedy can come up with a big tackle for loss here, forcing Steven Jackson's Gordonsville Tigers into a third and long. They've got the big-bodied Bryson Greer, 6'3", 225, lined up at tailback right now. Two tight set, wide out right, Albritton under center. Hand off to Greer.
Yes,
running
sir.
Forward, going to be stopped short.
Levi Garrett.
Garrett on the stop from his middle linebacker position. Huge crowd assembled below us. Gordonsville traveled bigger this time, it looks like, than they did last time. Thomas, we've been here with Gordonsville before. Fourth and one.
Here it comes. We saw what happened last time. It sealed the victory. Daniel, this would be huge for Clay County to get a stop on this first drive.
Seventh play of the Tiger drive. Albritton with it, rolls right, wants to pass, releases, has a man. It's caught for the first down and more. Down to the 20-yard line before he's brought down by Jimmy Burchett.
Good coverage on the outside. We just saw, I think it might have been Adams on the far sideline. Make a break on that ball, Daniel. So close to another interception by Nate Adams right there. Just a great play call by Gordonsville. Great execution by Albritton in that wideout.
8-10 and ticking. First quarter clock, 0-0 the score. Albritton in the gun. Motion up from right to left. Jet sweep toss. Going to be Brown. Tackle for loss. Credit Eric Cummings. Stop. They tried to run the jet sweep with junior Brady Gentry. Alec Kerr, like a bullet out of a gun from his safety position.
That's what you call speed and talent all wrapped in that one package, Daniel. 44, making another big play.
Loss of 3 to 4 yards, ball now resting at the Bulldog 24-yard line, where it's second in what we'll call 14. Albritton in the gun, bunch set of receivers to the left, single receiver right. Motion down the backfield, handoff inside. Back with it, hit by Garrett and others. Nice defensive stop, going to be third and long now. Garrett there, Markham also involved. 10th play of this opening drive of the contest coming for Gordonsville. They did receive the opening kickoff. 7 minutes and ticking. Gordonsville just chewing time here, as they like to do. Ball carrier on that last play for the Tigers was number 32, Kanan Musgrove, the junior.
Clay County defense responding here, Daniel. Two more tries at it.
Third and 12. Ball at the Bulldog, 23. Quarterback keeper, Albritton, into the linebackers, brought down, well short of the first. He advances up to the Clay County 19-yard line. John Hamilton on the stop. Going to be fourth and about nine. Ricardo McElroy also involved from his nose guard position. Big play here, Thomas. Need to turn the Tigers away here.
Yeah, we're already halfway through this first quarter, Daniel. It's the coldest ball game still. But you're right. This is a big momentum swinging play right here for Clay County if they can get this stop.
Fourth and nine. Albritton in the gun. Greer at his right hip. Two wide outs right. Tied in the wing left. Albritton with it. Rolls right. Wants the pass. Has time. Gathers. Throws. It is caught. No. It's incomplete. I saw one official looked like he was marking it. Turnover on downs.
Of all the product of the pressure. Daniel, I was watching the ball on that one, but somebody waylaid Albritton right after he released that one. I think it was McElroy or somebody off the edge. Clay County standing tall when they need to.
Dogs take over. First time tonight. 5:51 on this first quarter clock. 0-0 the score. Dogs take over from their own 19-yard line with an 81-yard field to drive for points. Senior quarterback Keaton Arms in the gun. Hand off to Markham. Joseph with it. Cuts left. Picks up 45. Joseph is right here. Joseph Markham goes. 40, 45, 50. Up to the 40. The 30, 20, 10. Joseph Markham, touchdown. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. The senior running back gets it done. Breaks first contact and eats to the house.
Joseph Markham held to less than 50 yards the last time out, Daniel. He really doubled it on the first offensive play for Clay County. That's what we wanted to see. Big-time players making plays. Joseph Markham just did it for Clay County.
Muddle huddle set for Clay County on the two-point. They're going to shift out of it and let Garrett kick. With that run, Joseph Markham goes from fifth to third on the career rushing yard list.
Kick is good by Levi Garrett. What a play. 81-yard touchdown run by Joseph Markham puts Clay County up 7-9 by 32 mark first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record.
Back here live, kickoff from Garrett. Tackle made by Markham. As I was mentioning before the break, Joseph Markham, with that 81-yard touchdown run, passes up his older brother, Jared, along with Trey Richardson. He was 23 yards behind Jared, 65 yards behind Trey Richardson. He now sits third all-time Bulldog rushing, trailing only Gary Davis and Jimmy Crane Cole. Tigers with it, first and 10. They touch over from their own 39. Albritton tries to replicate what Markham did. He can't do it. He stopped. McElroy on the bottom, Worm Smith on the top. Weston Birdwell also involved.
Decent game there for Albritton, but limiting the senior quarterback is what Clay County's got to do. They're not going to stop him all night long, Daniel, but you can't let him break the big one.
Second and 7. Ball at the Tiger 43. Albritton in the gun. Motion now, too wide to the right. Here's the snap. Albritton rolls right, looks downfield, wants a lot, goes deep, going to be caught. Nice toss and catch by the Tigers. Albritton, the senior quarterback, with a senior play right there. Strong arm.
Yeah, it was. We've seen him for years now, Daniel. He's been playing for 4 or 5 years, it seems, for Gordonsville. Great job to avoid the pressure, get to the outside. And he's got a cannon for an arm, Daniel, on the run to make that throw to the sideline. That's what Matthew Albritton does.
Second and 10, ball now, or first and 10 rather for the Tigers, ball in dog territory at the 34. Hand off to Greer. He's hit. Brought down. Initial contact was indeed Keaton Arms coming from his outside linebacker position. Other dogs involved, but Arms with the ankle. Pickup of 2, perhaps, for Greer.
Can't say enough about this Bulldog interior defensive line. What they did last week against Whitwell. And the start they're having here tonight against Gordonsville.
Gain of 1 makes it 2nd and 9 for the Tigers. Ball at the Clay County 32. Play action pass. Greer releases, or actually Albritton, tackle immediately made by Weston Birdwell. Pass was caught, but it's short of the sticks. Receiver on the play for the Tigers, number 11. Peyton Clymer, the receiver for the Tigers. So third and mid-range here for Gordonsville. Pretty good place to be in defensively, Thomas, for the Dogs. 5th play of this Tiger drive coming.
Yeah, a great place. Clay County got to look for anything right here. We saw them throw, go to the air on 4th and 1 on that opening drive, Daniel. Who knows what Gordonsville's going to do here.
3rd and 6 for Gordonsville. Ball at the Clay County 29. Albritton with it. Quarterback keeper. He's right into the heart of the defense. He is not going to get the first down. It's going to be 4th and short. Primary stopper on the play, Joseph Markham. Michael Worm Smith joining him. Worm has done an outstanding job during this black and gold playoff run. Due to injury, he got his first start of the season in the first round against Sale Creek, and he has excelled from that position.
He has. He's been playing really great, Daniel, and Hunter Cowell and those guys up front, occupying guys right there, so Worm Smith and others can run, too.
fourth and four. Going to have to watch a hard count. An offsides would grant the Tigers a first down. All Britton in the gun. He's going to keep it. He's off the right side. It is not there. The second move on downs. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson fired up on the sideline. Ricardo McElroy on the stop. All the momentum Clay County's way right now. 2:25 mark of this first quarter as Clay County takes over here. They're going to do so from their own 26-yard line. With a 74-yard field in front of them to drive, they lead 7-0, Thomas, and look to go up by two possessions here.
Yeah, Coach Lamb asked for it. He talked about how important the fast start has been for Clay County. Well, let me tell you something. They're starting fast here tonight on both sides of the ball.
Arms in the gun. Give to Kerr. Jet sweep. Right side. Picks up a couple. Nice job by the Tiger defense. Alec carries it out to the 29. So a pickup of three should set up second and seven. That was only the second offensive play of the night for Clay County. Joseph Markham, the last time on first and 10, the 81-yard touchdown run.
Just absolutely amazing. Joseph Markham bottled up the last time by this Tiger defense. He's having nothing of it tonight, Daniel. Broke a tackle, and he was gone.
Second and seven from the Tiger 20, or the Bulldog 29. Keaton in the gun. Kerr at the right hip. Markham at the left. Here's the snap. Give to Abbott. Counts off left side. Squirts forward, breaks one tackle, going to be brought down short of the sticks, but puts offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard in a pretty manageable third down here. It's going to be sitting at the Bulldog 34-yard line, where it's going to be third and a long two. So we could run, we could pass. Playbook's open.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. Let's see if we don't go straight ahead with this one right here again. Clay County offensive line, Joseph Markham, or Keaton Arms, one, downhill.
Dogs break huddle. Senior center Stone Lynn preparing to snap. Keaton in the gun. Markham in his right hip. Two wide right, one left. Play action pass. They throw the quick shot. He's on it. Up to the 40, moves the sticks, breaks the tackle, gets four more yards. And Kerr advances it up to the Bulldog 44-yard line, where it's going to be first and 10. Fourth play of this dog drive coming. 55 seconds left in this first quarter. Clay County leading 7-0. Third round of the playoffs. Thomas, this video coverage being provided tonight by H&H Auto Parts.
Yeah, we can't thank them enough, Daniel. And I tell you what, I can't thank offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard enough. What a play call. Looked like it was going downhill. Play action. Get it out to Alec Kerr. First down.
First and 10. Ball at the Clay County 44. Two wide left, one to the right. Play action pass. Arms release is going to be caught. Jimmy Burchett with it. Burchett tries to make a man miss. It's going to be brought down. But picks up about 5 yards on the play. The officials will spot the football down on the left hash, the far side hash from us at the 49-yard line, 1 yard from midfield. So a pickup of five. Did we say the 44? Play originated at the 44. Now it's at the 49. So second and five. The stick shows more like second and four, but we'll call a pickup of five for Jimmy Burchett. And with that catch, he passes his Uncle Brian on the all-time receiving yardage list. First quarter's ended. It's been a good one here at John Peoples Field. Clay County 7, Gordonsville 9.
Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, third round action, video feed being provided courtesy of H&H Auto Parts. Thomas, what's your thoughts on that great dog first quarter?
Well, I mean, super play from Joseph Markham, but I tell you what my thoughts are. this nasty dog defense. Two turnovers on down. Gordonsville in Bulldog territory twice, Daniel. No points.
Second and five. Ball at the Clay County 49. Whistles blow. It was not a delay of game. False start, Clay County. Curious. Going to be second and 10 now after the five-yard penalty. The ball's been retreated to the 44. Coach Edwards, thoughts on this one?
It started like we hoped it would, Daniel. Dogs are dominating. Got Gordonsville on their heels.
Arms in the gun. Markham going to shift up to his right hip. Alec Kerr, wing left. Jimmy Burchett, motions left. Hand off to Joseph. Joseph with it. 45. Going to be brought down. Advances up to the 48. So a gain of four for Joseph. Sixth play of the dog drive coming.
Six third down right here, Daniel. Near midfield. Clay County needs to convert to keep the momentum.
Third and six. Nate Adams checks in. Hunter Kyle checks out. Hunter Kyle has changed from number 53 to number 30. He's being used as a tight end tonight alongside senior classmate John Hamilton. So both of the seniors giving a too tight look at times. Nate Adams splits right. Jimmy Burchett and Kerr to the left. Third and six. Ball at the Clay County 48. Kerr in motion. Keaton, play action pass. Throws the same to Burchett. Jimmy, wait. 40. Up to the 35. Spins. Stones deep. Brought down at the 30. Jimmy Burchett showing out.
Another great play call. Great execution by Keaton Arms. The play action, the look, the ball was on the money. Get it in Jimmy Burchett's hands and see what he does, Daniel. Hadn't had many opportunities the last few games. Jimmy Burchett was ready for that catch.
Jimmy had not had a catch since that region championship game against Gordonsville. No catches for three during the first two rounds of the playoffs. His presence being felt tonight already, though. Ball at the Tiger 30-yard line where it's first and 10 and Clay County's threatening. They lead 7-9, 10-45 and Teague in second quarter. Keaton in the gun. Kerr along with Burchett left. Now Alec in motion left to right. Give to Joseph. Markham with it. Up to the 25. Still on his feet. Squirts forward. I guess he was hit from behind. A big burst of speed pushed Joseph up for what was about a 9-yard gain. The ball's now at the 21 on the edge of the red zone. Did a Tiger come from behind him? Or maybe perhaps a teammate came and helped push him along.
I don't know, Daniel. Not sure about that, but just another great run. But I tell you what, we talked about this game coming down to the trenches. We've seen it on the defensive side. We're seeing it on this offensive line, too. Junior Parker Smith back in the lineup. They're getting a great push against this Gordonsville front.
Second one, give to Kerr. Alec going to be gobbled up. Going to lose a yard, depending on the spot. Good job of that Tiger defensive front. They are talented up front. There's absolutely no doubt. So far in this contest, Clay County has been able to win the line of scrimmage. In that region championship game a couple weeks ago, Gordonsville, more times than not, a lot of times would have penetration in the dog backfield before running backs could get a clean look at it. So far tonight, the O-line doing a pretty nice job for this Clay County offense. Also won by Kerr. Backing it up to the 22, where it's third and two.
Got four down territory here. Don't have to get it all. I think you keep it on the ground, Daniel.
Kerr in motion. Fake to him. Quarterback keeper, Keaton Arms, 20. Going to have the first down. Didn't get a whole lot more, but he did get enough to move the sticks, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, first carry for Arms there, Daniel. He's our most powerful runner. If you need 2 or 3 yards, Keaton Arms is your guy. Done a great job of that all season long. Again, the rushing game of Clay County is going to be key here tonight. We've already seen what Joseph Markham can do. Keaton Arms is going to get going too, Daniel.
Ball at the Clay County 17-yard line, sitting right in the middle of the field. First and 10, 10th play of the dog drive coming. Clay County leads 7-9, 8:45 and ticking second quarter. Hand off to Kerr. Jet sweep in the short side of the field. Turns the corner into 15. 10, 5, touchdown. Aaron Kerr waiting on the signal. They're going to mark him out. They're going to say he's out of bounds around the 1. He was right down in front of the dog pound student section. I lost sight of Kerr.
Bottom line, Daniel, it's first and goal, Clay County, and that's all on what Alec Kerr just did right there. He was bottled up on the sideline. Saw the hesitation. He's retreated about 2 yards with a move, Daniel, and then got vertical and almost got in the end zone.
Coach Maynard loves giving him the jet sweep into the short side of the field. He's so hard to tackle in a bottled up area. He's so shifty. First and goal from the Tiger 3. 9 feet away is the football from points. Arms with it. Quarterback keeper up left side. The big one walks into the end zone on touch. Clay County's up 13-9, baby. And Keaton Arms has just added 6 more points to the board.
You can't do it any better, Daniel. 11 plays, about 74 yards.
Roll on a baby.
Half of the second quarter. Great play calling. Great execution. Great blocking. Clay County's up 2 scores.
Muddle huddle set shifts. Jimmy Burch at the long snap. Nate Adams to hold. Garrett for the attempt. Snap, set, kicks away. The kick is true. Clay County 14. The Gordonsville Tigers 9. 8:29 mark, second quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the state quarterfinal round. Live video being brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, where Clay County now leads 14-0 with 8:29 left here in the second quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 74-yard drive on 11 plays, and they did it in 5 minutes and 55 seconds. The big play. Keaton Arms found Jimmy Burchett for 22 yards, and then he called his own number for a 3-yard touchdown to make a statement here and go up 14-0 over Gordonsville in the quarterfinal round of the playoff. This dial drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Hunter Kyle over there helping force out the return man. J.J. Foster, the freshman for the Tigers. Gordonsville opened the first and second round of the playoffs with first opening game kickoff returns for touchdowns. They did it at South Pittsburgh last week. They did it at home against Lookout Valley in round one. So far, Clay County has done a good job on special teams, limiting these Tiger returns. Gordonsville takes over for their third offensive possession of the contest, 8:21 here on this second quarter clock. Dogs up 14-9. Tigers take over at their own 44. Aubrey wants the pass. Goes deep. Going to be caught by Adams. He was a great player for him. In the last contest here at home, had 2 touchdown catches, and he hauls in a tough one there. Albritton continuing to look impressive with his arm. That's 2 nice ones he's thrown and hooked up on.
Yeah, he had time that time, and I'll tell you what, that was a laser over the middle right there from Albritton, Daniel. Alec Kerr, great coverage, all in Adams, and Adams comes down with it. Just big-time players making big plays right there for Gordonsville.
Tigers with it, dog territory at the 30. Hand off to Greer. He's off left side. Best run of the night for him. 5 to 6 yard variety. Weston Birdwell, the low man, going low on big 6'3", 225-pound Bryson Greer. If you recall, Bryson Greer, the one that led a Tiger drive all the way down to the 4-yard line in the region title game before he got a personal foul that backed them up to the 19. And that's the drive we stopped him on, Thomas, to win the ball game.
Yeah, we've seen Gordonsville in this position already twice against Clay County in this game, Daniel. Clay County's bowed up. Let's see if they can do it again.
Hand off to Greer, turning his feet, going to be brought down short of the 6. Great defense. Kerr up there in ball. Also, a good push by Keaton Arms with penetration into the Tiger backfield, disrupting the running lane of Greer. Fourth play of this Tiger drive coming. It's going to be 3rd and a long 3. The ball resting at the Bulldog 24-yard line. Tigers driving left to right. Jordansville breaks huddle. Tied in a wide out right. Tied in a wing left. Greer at the right hip, Albritton. Give to Greer again.
No,
so it's very close to the first down. They're going to mark him up around the 19 where it should move the sticks. Jimmy Burgett on the stop. First down for Gordonsville. Clay County up 14-0 here. Gordonsville has thrown once on this drive. The other four plays, though, they've kept it on the ground.
Yeah, it's been about the big play for Gordonsville. They've had three of those, Daniel, to set up these scoring opportunities. Again, Clay County, two fourth down stops to turn them over on their first two possessions. Let's see if Clay County can do it again.
First and 10, Albritton in the gun. Give off to Musgrove. He's off the right side. Gets north and south. Picks up some positive yardage. Markham involved on the stop. Someone else, though, the primary. Did you see? Levi Garrett, the primary tackler. Tigers pick up a couple with Kana Musgrove, the junior running back. We'll call it two. Sets up second and eight. Gordonsville driving towards these 52. Fire truck with a big American flag on it and that antique police car, City 1, by the city of Sina. They've already wailed that siren twice tonight for Clay County touchdowns. We hope we hear it again. Albritton under center. Play action. Gives to the tailback Greer off left side. Big Bryson Greer running hard, but not a lot of room for him there as he's brought down by a host of dogs. Worm Smith might be involved. I don't see 10 walking around. Keaton Arms involved, John says. The ball spotted at the 14 of Clay County, where it's third and what appears to be five for Gordonsville. Seventh play, I believe it is, of this Tiger drive coming. 5:25 and ticking second quarter. Clay County up 14-0. Time to bow up. Albritton's going to be in the gun. Greer at his left hip. Tied in the wing right. Tied in the wing left. Play action pass. Albritton wants the end zone. Throws for it. Incomplete. Good coverage, Valley Kerr. Fourth and five now. Twice already, the Tigers have turned it over on downs. This is their third offensive possession. Clay County in position to stop them again.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. First time, the pass was incomplete from Albritton, a little bit low. Second time, again, Clay County making a big stop. We've seen them do it time and time again. We saw them do it to win the game in about this part of the field the last time out, Daniel.
Dogs trying to defend that end zone off to our right with the big gold Bulldogs painted across it. Albritton in the gun, an empty set, wants to throw, release is going to be caught. Tackle made by Nate Adams. First down yardage, though. Ooh, it's going to be at the six, and that's going to move the six. It's going to be first and goal, Gordonsville. Ninth play of this Tiger drive coming. They took over at the 8:21 mark of the second quarter. Right now, 4:50 and ticking on the clock. Clay County does lead by two possessions, 14-0. Tigers taking their time, looking to the sideline for the call. Albritton gives it, backs up. Greer at his right hip. Wide out to either side. Now motion. Give to Greer inside. Cuts. Turns. Brought down short of the goal line. They're going to mark him down at the two. Gordonsville, second goal, 6 feet away from points. White Browning checking in at nose guard for Ricardo McElroy. Coach Dickerson wanting a heavier body right there in the A-gaps here on this goal line stand. Browning recorded a sack 2 weeks ago against Sail Creek. Hopefully he can penetrate into the Tiger backfield. Albritton in the gun. Play action keeper. Who's going to be in for a six? Matthew Albritton, the senior quarterback for the Tigers, scored one rushing touchdown a couple weeks ago here at John Tibbles Field. He records another one there, making it 14-6. Clay County leads by eight, 3:52 mark. Gordon's alone for the PAT.
Clay County yielding one there, Daniel. This is going to be a battle. Clay County jumped out to a two-score lead. Gordonsville's not going to lay down. They've got a huge crowd here. Clay County's got a huge crowd.
Kick pop. Eric Kerr swats down the kick. That could be huge. 14-6. Senior Alec Kerr with what I believe is the first extra point block of his fine career. 3:52 mark, second quarter. This is the third round of the playoffs. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 6.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, Gordonsville kicking off. Low line drive kick. This third round action being brought to you. Live video, that is. Basing that yellow fox. Jimmy Burchett with it. Going to be brought down. Kind of bobbled the pickup. I almost think they should have blown it down where Jimmy first had it. Looked like he had possession to me with his knee down. But no whistle ever blew, and he ends up losing the ball. It goes backwards. He safely recovers it, Thomas, but a loss of yardage there on that shifts the field position in Gordonsville's favor.
Yeah, this is the worst start for Clay County. They did start on their own 26 and march 74. Yeah, 74 yards to pay dirt on 11 plays the last time out. So can't really tell where it's at yet, can you?
Block in the back, being called against Clay County. So it's going to go back even further. The football has been placed at the 5-yard line, perhaps the 4. I'm going to watch the wideouts come out and get lined up to get a better idea. I think it's at the Clay County 4-yard line. That's what we're going to call it. Ball rest is a Clay County 4-yard line, 96 yards in front of Keaton Arms and offense. Give to Markham. Joseph with it off left side, still on his feet, stiff arm. Here he comes. Oh, going to be brought down, but a nice first down run. I'm starting to gather my breath to call a 96-yard touchdown run. That didn't happen, but Thomas, a fine play to get this Clay County offense off the end zone.
Yeah, we've seen deadly stiff arms from Joseph Markham before, Daniel. Those were just easy ones to kind of shed the defender, gave him a little straight leg, let him slip off. Markham's got all the moves, and he used some new ones right there.
The ball rests at the Clay County 17, first and 10. Dogs break huddle. Nate Adams to the left. Jimmy Burchett right. Kerr plays wing to the right. Markham at the left hip of Keaton Arms and the gun. Ball at the left hash. Give to Markham. A reverse setup. Little end around. Kerr with it. Nice game for Alec. A new play, a new wrinkle to the offense. We have not seen that one this year.
Move the sticks, Daniel.
Started at the 17-yard line. The ball's been marched over and placed on the left hash now at the 26, where it's going to be second and one.
Oh, I thought he picked up the first.
Third offensive possession for the Dogs. They have scored on their prior two. Had an 81-yard touchdown run by Markham. And then, a 3-yard touchdown run? My arms. Second and one. Arms in the gun. Jet motion. Quarterback Keaton off right side. Gets the first down. Going to move the sticks. Advances the football up to the 32. 2:50 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County leading 14-6. We have seen the Dogs in this position before, Thomas. We're pretty good at using the clock and scoring here towards the end of a half.
Yeah. I go back to the interview with Clay County offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard. He talked about it, having the ability to run that 4-minute offense, Daniel. Milk the clock, yet still get in the end zone and don't give your opponent any time left as we're getting down under 2.5 here.
First and 10 from the Clay County 32. We shift over. All four skill players to the right. Whistles blow. Going to be an offensive false start against the Dogs. Should retreat the football to the Dog 27-yard line, where it's going to be first and 15. Coach Edwards reminded me that Clay County has all three timeouts left at their disposal, so plenty of time with 2:22 left on the clock. A tough first and 15 now, though, after the penalty.
Yeah, but at least you're not backed up on your own goal line, Daniel. Clay County with two big first down runs there to get out of the shadows of their own goalposts. And, you know, 2 minutes left here. Like you said, we've seen Keaton Arms engineer one of these before.
From the Dog 27, Arms, quarterback keeper off right side. Stiff Arms, a man. Going to be brought down by the second guy. The Tiger faithful who made the trip up I-40. And then Highway 53 here to Salina, cheer on their defense. Hugest crowd I've ever seen assembled on those visiting bleachers, Thomas. Even bigger than what Gordonsville traveled with last time. This track is ringed almost from goalpost around the goalpost on that far side.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. And, of course, we've got our standard fence hanger section down here in Joe Neal East Stadium is filling up, too.
Ball at the Clay County 30. Pick up a 3 for Keaton, making it 2nd and 12. Another quarterback keeper, Keaton, off, arms off left side. Picks up yardage again, but it will be 3rd and long. Keaton advances up to the Clay County 34. And the first time out of the half is going to be taken by the Dogs. No? Gordonsville takes it. Okay. 1:11 left in the second quarter. When we come back from break, Clay County's going to have it 3rd and 8. Dogs lead 14-6.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
3rd and 8, arms in the gun, mark them in the right hip. Burchett and Kerr to the left. Actually, it's Adams. Adams now motions right. Keaton wants to throw. He wants a big one. Throws the wheel out to Kerr. Going to be tipped away. Incomplete. Going to be 4th and 8 now. Clay County going to punt for the first time tonight. This was the 3rd offensive possession for Clay County. So on the 12th play of this drive, actually, I'm sorry, not the 12th. I went back to Gordonsville here. I guess it was the 6th play. Here on the 7th play of the draft, Clay County going to punt it away. Joseph Markham dropping to do that. 1:03 left here in this second quarter. Clay County leading 14-6. Gordonsville with 2 timeouts remaining. Clay County will receive the 3rd quarter kickoff.
They will, Daniel. Big, you know, Markham can boom him when he gets a leg in on to see if he can pin Gordonsville back here a little bit.
Clay County back on it! The Dogs live alive, unless I'm mistaken. A muffed return by that Tiger puts the ball back in black and gold hands. Oh, yeah. I don't know who had it. Weston Burble's really excited. Jimmy Burchett. Burchett, very feeding. Burchett mishandled that kickoff a moment ago that gave us tough field position. Now Burchett flying down, reclaiming the field position. Giving Clay County back the ball. Coach Edwards, 52 seconds left here in the half. 2 timeouts. We need to put the foot on the gas to get 6 more.
That's a big play right here. Clay County still with all 3 timeouts. Plenty of time to work this drive.
First and 10 from the Gordonsville 43-yard line. A 43-yard field to drive. Keaton in the gun. Kern motion right to left. Comes over and joins Burchett. Arms to throw. Has time. Releases. Throws a laser. That is caught by Kerr. A hand was gotten on the football by Brady Gentry. He almost was able to knock it to the turf. Alec Kerr, though, ultra focused on the football, was able to haul it in. First down, Dogs. Advances up now to the 25 of the Tigers. Arms under center, spikes the football. Stops the clock with 38 seconds left here in the half. Dogs lead 14-6. They will receive the opening kickoff of the second half. A score here would be a huge swing. Two timeouts remaining. Thomas, what are you thinking here? Ball sits in the left hash, second and 10. All three left?
Yeah, Daniel, you know, we've seen Coach Maynard go to the ground in a situation like this. Like I say, Coach Edwards says Clay County's got three timeouts left, 38 seconds to go here. We could see Joseph Markham.
Second and 10. A shift. Four shift players left. Here's the snap. Give to Markham. Runs behind them. Cuts inside. He's loose. He's in the 15 to clear the ball. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. Joseph Markham is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. He went in to the Tiger defense. He came out on the other side with six.
Daniel, we saw, I don't know, you can't do it any better than that right there. That's the entire bag of tricks. That's a 360 in the middle of the line. That's a stiff arm as you're going through. That's a dead leg on the outside, and that's a burst into the end zone for Joseph Markham. And that's a two-score lead again for Clay County.
20-6 the score. Garrett on for the PAT. Snap. Set. Kicks away. The kick is good. Clay County 21. Gordonsville 6. 28 seconds left in the second quarter.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Clay County leading 21-6. 26 seconds left here in the third round of playoffs. First half of play. Garrett puts his foot to it. Low squib kick fielded by the Tigers at the 25. Here comes the return man. It's number 14. Penalty flags come out. Tackles made by a host of Dogs. Live video footage tonight being provided courtesy of H&H Auto and Equipment of Salina. The officials talk about what the penalty is here. Bucking the back against the Tigers. It's going to back them up. You know they're wanting some points here, but Thomas, they're going to have a long field in front of them.
Yeah, just 19 seconds left here as they get the ball too, Daniel. 19 seconds is not long enough to talk about Joseph Markham, though. Let me tell you something. Coach just said it. That was like a point guard breaking about the entire opposing team's ankles. You know, he made 5 one-on-one moves to get into the end zone, broke 5 tackles. The man's on a mission. Like brother said, he's running angry, Daniel.
He is getting it done. Hand off to Greer with it. Running hard himself. Going to be hit by a host of Dogs. Stop short of the sticks. Gordon's we're going to call a timeout. We'll go ahead and stay on our Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, fixing to come right up here on the Horizon Sports Network. Got a lot of stuff to do during that. The local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust, Subway Trivia Challenge, Budget Pest Control Scoreboard Update. I want to go ahead and mention these Clay County High School cheerleaders while I have a moment. They're out here in this 30-degree weather tonight. Host of juniors on the squad, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Gray, Zaney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They're joined by sophomore Maley Kyle and freshman Adea Collins, the sponsors, Stephen and Lana Chitwood. They're doing a great job. Thomas, 21-6 here over the Tigers. Couldn't ask for a lot better performance out of the back and go. Defensively, we've been sound. Offensively, very efficient. Special teams, we're winning that as well.
Yeah, and we're getting the breaks, too. You know, that last score there by Clay County, that amazing run by Joseph Markham doesn't happen without that bobble by Gordonsville and Jimmy Burchett making the fumble recovery. So, you know, everything's going Clay County's way. And it still would be a very close ball game right now without that break.
And that tip ball catch by
Alex
Kerr, too.
For great things to happen with the season, sometimes you got to have some of those lucky moments. Give off to Greer. 10 seconds left. First down. Gordonsville going to move the sticks here. He stopped around the 38-yard line. They stopped the clock with 2 seconds left. Markham on the tackle, John says. So first down game by Greer. 2 seconds left on the clock. Aubrey going to go under center here, try to get it spiked with 1 second left. He does so.
Yeah.
I think there was 1 second. We'll see what the officials do.
Yeah, they're going to give him play, Daniel. And that's the thing. Albritton has got the arm to get this one down there, Daniel. So,
going to put 1 second on the clock.
They're going to take a shot. You got to look for maybe a hook and ladder type play, something of that nature. Now that I look at it, he can't reach the end zone here, I don't think.
No.
Not many people can throw it 62 yards. But they're going to take some kind of effort here to get in the end zone.
They'll do some. They may choose a quarterback draw out of Albritton. He's probably their most dangerous weapon on the ground. We talk a lot about Bryson Greer. Obviously, Albritton with better speed. Ball's hit to the Gordonsville 39. 1 second left here in the first half of play. Albritton with it. Hands off to Greer. Greer going to get loose here. Gets up to the 50. Across hit to the 45. A nice run, but it does not yield points. Ricardo McElroy on the stop. What a great first half it's been for the Clay County Bulldogs right here at John Peoples Field in the third round of the TSSAA playoffs. It's Bulldogs 21, Gordonsville Tigers 6 at the break.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're here for the state quarterfinals in Salina, Tennessee, watching a battle between Clay County and Gordesville, and the Bulldogs lead the Tigers 21-6 here at halftime. And what a first half we've seen, especially for Clay County. The Bulldog defense stood tall early on, and Joseph Markham was the offensive highlight for Clay County so far in this first half. Clay County turned back Gordesville on their opening drive with a fourth down stop at their own 19-yard line. One play later, Joseph Markham scooted 81 yards to pay dirt. Levi Garrett added the PAT, and Clay County led 7-0 with 5:32 left in the first quarter. Clay County defense then bowed up again, turned Gordesville over on downs, deep in their own territory. Clay County took over at the 26-yard line. Keaton Arms found Alec Kerr for a big play down the field, and then Jimmy Burchett for a 22-yard gain to set up an Arms 3-yard touchdown, and Clay County was shutting out Gordesville 14-0 after another Garrett PAT with 8:29 to play here in the first half. But Gordesville responded. They had a big pass from Matthew Albritton to Kyle Adams to put them in business, and then Albritton called his own number from 6 yards out. Then Alec Kerr blocked the PAT, and Clay County only led 14-6. Then right before the break, Clay County took advantage of a muff punt by Gordonsville. Alec Kerr hauled in a tip pass for 32 yards, and Joseph Markham again did the rest. This time, a highlight reel, 25-yard run. Garrett again true through the uprights for your halftime score of 21-6. For Clay County, they have run 21 offensive plays for a total of 262 yards. Keaton Arms is 4 for 6 for 69 yards. Clay County's rushed 15 times for 193 yards and three touchdowns. Joseph Markham has 144 yards here at halftime and two touchdowns. The Tigers held the Dogs to less than 100 yards rushing the last time out. Markham has 144 here at the break. Alec Kerr also with five carries and 30 yards. Keaton Arms has five carries and 19 yards and a three-yard touchdown. Clay County being led defensively also by a senior, Levi Garrett, five tackles at the half. Jimmy Burchett has four. Joseph Markham, four. Ricardo McElroy, three. And Keaton Arms, three, to lead the Bulldogs here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 21-6 here at the break. Do want to take a moment and wish my grandson, Baylor Roberts, a happy birthday. He turned three today. Baylor, I want you to know Papa is your biggest fan.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Buddy Shop Halftime Show. Getting ready for the local sports lowdown before that, though. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards for some Gordonsville stats from the first half and a penalty update.
All right, Daniel, thank you. Gordonsville stats for the first half. On the ground, 23 rushes for 82 yards. Through the air, 5 of 8 for 87 yards. 31 total plays, 169 yards. Penalties, Clay County, 3 for 14 yards. Gordonsville, 1 for 10.
We'll go ahead now and get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Start off with Salina K-8 5th and 6th grade basketball. Those teams hosted the teams from Smith County this past Monday, and both the girls and boys were winners. The teams are both putting together strong seasons with the 5th and 6th grade girls now having a 3-2 record while the boys are 3-1. The 5th and 6th grade Salina K-8 basketball teams will be back in action on Monday at Bobby Barker Gym as they host Hermitage Springs for a 5 o'clock girls tip-off. Then they'll enjoy the rest of the week off for the Thanksgiving holidays. Salina K-8 junior high basketball on Monday night. The junior high Lady Dogs hosted Smith County and won 44-32. While the junior Dogs lost a close one, 29-33. Then on Tuesday night, the teams traveled to Livingston Academy, where they faced Rickman. The junior high Lady Dogs failed to avenge an early season loss to Rickman as they fell 20-24. And the boys continued to string a great second half efforts, but came up short 28-29. The junior high teams will be idle next week and then return to action on Monday, November 28. Currently, the junior high girls are 4-3. While the boys are 1-6. Coach, do you have any Hermitage Springs updates basketball-wise?
Pee Wee boys and girls both played last Monday against Forks River. Both teams lost, along with junior high boys and junior high girls also dropped contests to Forks River last week. Pee Wee is in action tomorrow versus Trousdale County. The boys will play first tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Hermitage Springs.
Clay County High School basketball. It officially began this past Tuesday night at home in Joe Sims Gym with a pair of TWSWA Hall of Champions games. Mount Walker and the Lady Dogs opened the season with a 52-40 win over the Smith County Lady Owls. The ladies were led by senior Bradley Burchett, who had a double-double with 14 points and 12 rebounds. Abby Head added 13 points, Abby Buford 10, and Easy Hell 8. Following that, Coach Edwards and the Dogs, of course, you have a very short-staffed team right now, Coach, only 7 players. Due to football still going on, you guys lost 141-62 to the Livingston Academy Wildcats. Sophomore Lance Burchett led the scoring with 16. He was joined by Bryce Bailey and Colton Anderson, who each scored 8. The Lady Dogs will travel to Scott High tomorrow, where they're scheduled to play the Lady Highlanders and the Coalfield Lady Yellow Jackets. Both boys and girls will be back in Joe Sims Gym on Monday night for a 6 o'clock girls tip-off against the teams from Jellicoe. And there's also a pair of games scheduled for next Friday at home against Jackson County, but those Black Friday games would be canceled and rescheduled pending the outcome of tonight's third-round game. Is that right, Coach?
You're right on everything but the tip-off Monday. The tip-off Monday is 4:30 girls tip. Boys will be around 6 o'clock.
Okay, 4:30 girls tip on Monday in Joe Sims Gym. Got 4 different athletes playing some college basketball here from Salina. Tyreek Key and his Tennessee Volunteers are 2-1. Tyreek's the second leading scorer on the team. With 38 points after 3 games, he was a starter this past Wednesday night for the first time as a ball. Their next action will be this coming Wednesday against Butler from Paradise Island in the Bahamas. Also, Grant Strong, he's over at Tennessee Tech with the Golden Eagles. They're 1-3 on the season. He has established himself as a major contributor off the bench, though, in his freshman campaign, averaging a little over 19 minutes a game. And he was named OBC Freshman of the Week for his recent efforts. They take the floor next at the Hooper Evelyn Center on Sunday at 3 when they host ETSU. John, I think you've got some updates on Katie Arms' Cherokee Upton.
Yeah, apparently Thomas was okay with my performance a few weeks ago. He tasked me with a few more things to find out. So I got in touch with the ladies' mothers. I guess that's the best way to get information. So Cherokees, of course, at Ball State Community College in Gallatin. They're 3-3. Cherokee Upton. They're 3-3. She's kind of been battling injury in the off season, and actually got back from that, and then and got the flu and wasn't able to play. But she did dress out this past Wednesday in a win at Columbia, and they've got another game coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock, where they host Cleveland State. So also found some information about Katie Arms. Of course, Katie's playing at Freed Hardeman down in Henderson, Tennessee. That's just a little south of Jackson, over West Tennessee. Freed Hardeman is always known as a good team in AIA. A couple years ago, they won the national championship or something, but they're a good team. She's got a lot of good players ahead of her, two seniors, a grad student, and a junior, all playing guard. So she's kind of battling that and hoping to get more playing time. Obviously, her and Cherokee both, but, of course, their mothers are real proud of them. And Freed Hardman's got a game tomorrow, too, at 1 o'clock, where they host Shawnee State. So real proud of those girls and those guys and all the Clay County athletes.
Absolutely. Appreciate that update that you had on them. Folks, this week's Focus Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconMaconTrust.com. Macon Trust, come grow with us. Time now for a budget pest control scoreboard update whenever Coach is ready.
Getting just the latest ones here, Daniel. Nolensville up 14-7 at the half over Page. Fourth quarter with 2 minutes remaining. Red Bank 28, East Hamilton 6. Halftime, East Nashville 25, Smith County 13. Halftime, Tyner 13, East Robb 0. Halftime, York 20, Monterey 14. Still second quarter, Peabody, the Golden Tide 14, the Mets of Mace 8. And McKenzie up on Fayetteville 17-12 at halftime. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bug Thugs.
Appreciate that, Coach Edwards. Going to go ahead and read off this week's Subway Trivia Challenge question brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In the fourth game of the 1989 season, head coach Russell Richardson led his Bulldogs in a 28-6 win over the Gordonsville Tigers. The final touchdown of the night came on a 19-yard run by junior Eric Well. Prior to that, what two Bulldogs connected on a pair of touchdown passes that helped bolster the black and gold lead? I'll read that one more time. In the fourth game of the 1989 season, head coach Russell Richardson led his Bulldogs in a 28-6 win over the Gordonsville Tigers. The final touchdown of the night came on a 19-yard run by junior Eric Webb. Prior to that, what two Bulldogs connected on a pair of touchdown passes that helped bolster the black and gold lead? If you think you know the answer to that Subway Trivia Challenge question, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We have a correct answer here already. Leslie Langford coming in with Stephen Arms and Brian Burchett. Now, just prior to that, we had the first response from Jason Arhead Hamilton. He just said Brian Burchett. Brian was the receiver. He left out his classmate, Stephen Arms, as the quarterback, was looking for both names. But Nars already won three of these this year, so a big congratulations to Leslie Langford with the correct answer of Stephen Arms and Brian Burchett. And Leslie, if you will send us your mailing address, you can watch the mail for your free sub certificate and your Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Daniel, almost simultaneously as Miss Langford, we see Tish Plumley and Sam Daniels, two of our most loyal listeners, coming in with the right answer in Arms and Burchett. And then also we had another guest from Dane Overstreet Smith. He said Toopy and Stephen Arms. Toopy Kerr, Bobby Kerr, also a great Bulldog, so pretty good guess there, too.
Absolutely. Easily could have been those two.
Daniel, another thing we need to talk about here at halftime is Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. We've got the nomination period. Of course, nominations for that, they have to be made by the public. None of the committee or any of the founding fathers of the Hall of Fame puts up people for this honor. They're nominated by the public. And, folks, that's easy to do. There's a website set up, ClayCoastSportsHOF.com. You can go there. There's a nomination form to fill out. You can email them. You can drop them off at the high school. You can mail them to the address on that website. So, folks, there's a lot of people out there that are very deserving of this honor, but we need the public to nominate them.
Absolutely do. Third quarter action is underway. Gordonsville puts her foot to it. Field going to be picked up. Ball's going to be picked up by Adam Kerrhood. Moved up. He wasn't deep. He had slipped up to an up-back position, and the Tigers kicked it to him. I don't think they wanted to do that. Kerr did not return it for a score, but a great return puts Clay County in Tiger territory to open the third quarter. The Dogs lead 21-6, 11:54 on this third quarter clock, as the Dogs take over for their first offensive possession. They have a 46-yard field up in front of them as the ball does rest at the Gordonsville 46. Great opportunity here for Clay County to march down this short field and score a touchdown to go up by three possessions.
Yeah, crucial drive here for the Bulldogs.
Arms in the gun. Adams and Burchett split right. Now Jimmy in motion. Actually, that's Nate in motion. Arms rolls right. Plenty of time. Going to throw. Complete the curve. Alex squirts out of bounds. They're going to mark him short of the sticks. It'll be second and short, waiting on the official spot.
A great job by Arms right there. Had his eyes downfield looking for the deep ball and then dumps it under to Kerr. Takes what the defense will give him. Just a great senior leadership type play right there, Dan.
He's played so good over the last month of this season. Over the whole season, but he's got better each week. Second and two. The ball resting at the Gordonsville 38-yard line. Dogs break huddle. 8 seconds on the play clock. Burgett and Kerr left. Adams right. Markham at the left tip of Keaton in the gun. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper. RPO. Going to throw it sidearm to Kerr. Kerr with it. 30, 25, 20. Cuts back. 15, 10. Still on his feet. Inside the 10. There's a scrum. They're pushing him. Finally brought down. Going to be first and goal for the Dogs from the Tiger 8-yard line.
You're talking about a mature play right there from Keaton Arms. You're right. That was a run-pass option. RPO look from Arms. Had his eyes downfield. He saw the defender there. Looked over Kerr to the outside. He's wide open. Put it on him. You know what Alec Kerr does when he's got the ball in his hands, Daniel. Clay County's in business.
Dogs with it first and goal. Thomas a first here. Trivia winner Leslie Langford requests that we give that certificate and sticker to her sister, Melissa White. We will certainly do that, Leslie, and thank you for your interaction to that. First and goal, Dogs with it. Ball sets on the 8-yard line, left hash. Arms, quarterback, keeper, he's going to get it! Keaton Arms, second rushing touchdown of the night, and it's all black and gold, baby. 27-6 here in the third round of the playoffs against the Gordonsville Tigers. And looking across the way, Big Blue Nation, silent.
Just listen to it, Daniel. I wanted to wait just a minute and hear this crowd. and hear the big sigh of relief from Bulldog Nation more than anything. Clay County's come out here, flexed their muscles here so far tonight, and they're driving that nail as hard as they can to open the second half.
Garrett's PAT is a beauty. Clay County 28, Gordonsville 6, 10:52 mark, third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to state quarterfinal action here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County now leads Gordonsville 28-6 with 10:52 left here in the third quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by EcoFels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 46-yard drive on three plays, and they did it in 1 minute and 2 seconds. Two completions to Alec Kerr from Keaton Arms. And then Arms calling his own number for the second time tonight, getting in the end zone from 8 yards out. Levi Garrett's perfect from extra points so far tonight, and Clay County's ahead 28-6. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by EcoFels of Tennessee and Ernie Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoFelsOfTN.com. EcoFels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build, Daniel. Levi. Also, live video being brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts here tonight. We can't thank them enough, Daniel.
Certainly can't. A big fee to live stream these games on video, and they stepped out of the plate, no hesitation, as did EcoFels in the first round, Mega Salina in the second round. We thank them all. First and 10 Tigers, Worm Smith and Levi Garrett on the stop there. All Britton in the gun, two wide right. Tigers going to have to go there, perhaps. They do so. Ball's called. Peyton Clymer on the catch. Good enough to move the sticks right at the mark. Nate Adams over there, forcing Clymer to the ground. They're not going to move these things. I've got a perfect view. I would almost move them 7 inches. Albert Rose left. Going to throw on second there. Out route's complete. Now the Tigers in the dog territory. The defense cannot allow Albritton to just dink and dunk and march this thing down the field. We've done a really nice job with the Tiger run game. Weston Birdwell on the stop. So now the Stephen Jackson, the Tigers, going to the air, Thomas, for first down.
Yeah, but Daniel, we know they're playing with fire. Albritton's a great quarterback. Clay County picked him off twice in the last game. If he keeps going to the air, expect another Clay County interception.
Greer on the carry for the Tigers, running hard. Nolan Adams on the stop. He's in there.
Well, we've seen Mike Dickerson in an empty set, Daniel, try to get in like a nickel package. More defensive backs, and Adams is that guy.
Second and two. Tigers driving here into dog territory. Give up to Greer again. Here goes the big guy. Good enough for the first down. Mark him on the stop. Sticks are going to move, though. Fifth play of the Tiger drive coming. Clay County leading it 28-6. 9:30 and ticking here on this third quarter clock. Clay County trying to advance to the semifinals for only the second time ever in program history. The last time, 37 years ago in 1985. Give off to Greer on first and 10. He's off the left side. 4 to 5 yards. John Hamilton there to stop him. Nolan Adams coming up to help. I believe young Nolan Adams in playing safety for his cousin Jimmy, or like Thomas said, perhaps both of them on the field and just one extra lineman, one less lineman. Worm Smith's on the sideline.
Yeah, it's this extra defensive back instead of a linebacker, Daniel.
One linebacker set on the inside pretty much. Albritton with it. Play action pass. Second five. Going to run for a draw. Hamilton there to stop him. Little to no gain. Going to watch the down marker across the way. The Tigers have it in Bulldog territory at the 30.
John Hamilton is relentless off the edge, Daniel. We saw him get up in the air when Albritton went with the pump, and he had to pull it back down. Hamilton made him run with the ball, and then he tracked him down and made the stop.
Playing great is John Hamilton. Third and five. Ball at the Bulldogs 30. Albritton rolls left, releases, caught, hit, fighting for the yardage. I don't think he got there. It was number 14 on the reception, Dalton Hancock, the sophomore wideout. The sticks aren't moving, now they do. Took him a moment to look at it. First down for the Tigers. Eighth play of this Tiger drive coming. Thomas, they're trying to climb back in it. Dogs are leading 28-6.
Yeah, and great coverage by Weston Burwell right there. Just caught it right at the sticks. Good stop by him.
Albritton rolls right. Wants the throw. Does across the middle. Almost intercepted. He was targeting Clymer. Worm Smith there on the defense. Did a nice job. Couldn't track down the carrying ball, though. Second 10 after the incomplete pass. Clock stops at the 7:39 mark. Coach Edwards, what do you think about this big matchup?
Guys, I'm impressed by these playmakers of Clay County. I mean, they're just making play after play. Gordon's been driving the ball, but so far we've been able to get behind the chains a little, and we've been able to stop them.
Ninth play of the Tiger drive coming. Ball at the Clay County 24. Albritton in the gun. Play action pass. Has time. Rolls right. Releases. Going to be intercepted. Nick Adams with it. He's got the Cordano blockers. Here he comes. He's in the 30. He's in the 35. The 40. A full race. The 50. The line hat makes the tackle on the play, robbing Nate Adams of his second pick six of the season against the Tigers.
I hate to tell you, I told you so, Daniel, but you're playing with fire against these athletes and these playmakers in that Clay County defensive backfield. Nate Adams has such great instincts. Not just a great athlete, but the instincts he's had. I don't know how many picks he's got this season, Daniel. But every one of them comes at a big moment and a big time. Nate Adams does it again, Daniel. Clay County, back in business.
7:20 mark of the third quarter. Dogs with it at the Tiger 44-yard line. Arms in the gun. Hamilton and Kerr shift right into a quad set. Give off to Markham. He runs behind it. Oh, keep him arms. Arms with it. Going to be brought down. Picks up 2-3, though. Play originated at the 44. Clay County leading 28-6, trying to extend to a four-possession lead here over the Gordonsville Tigers. Dogs are 11-1 on the season. They are the number one seed out of Region 4A. The Tigers are 9-3 on the season. They're the number two seed out of Region 4A. Ball at the 42, so a gain of two, four arms off that left side. Nate Adams checks out. Hunter Kyle checks in. Two tight end set coming.
Got to go back to that return, Daniel. You know, it's not only Gordonsville can't stop Gordonsville can't stop Clay County. Somebody's going to, and it was the official on that play.
Current motion. Give it to Markham. Markham on the left side. 40, 35. Joseph Markham. 30, 35, 20, 17, and out of bounds. A late hit coming. A personal foul. A late hit going to be called on top of this, and Markham wouldn't even knock to his feet. Joseph Markham having a career night. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a statement for a young man that has put himself at number three all-time in Bulldog football rushing yardage history. What a special guy.
Yeah, he's approaching 200 yards on the night, Daniel. And we talked about him running angry. We've tried to describe his runs. There's so much to him. That time it was the patience. Got behind the blocker, put his arm in his back. You know, almost had the chance to pull away. The Gordonsville Pursuit picked him up finally, but Clay County, first and goal.
From the six, ball sits at the Gordonsville six. Markham at the right hip of arms in the gun, two tight end set, current motion, fake to him, quarterback keeper Keaton Arms, third rushing touchdown tonight for Keaton Arms. Clay County rolling. Putting the Gordonsville Tigers in a place they've not been in all season long. And I've got a feeling that we're going to keep them there. 34-6, black and gold.
Daniel, we knew this team had it in them. I knew if they could start, like they started here on John Peoples Field tonight. They would just keep rolling, and they're on a roll, and you're not stopping this train.
Garrett on for the PAT. It is good. Clay County 35, Gordonsville 6. It's almost Mercy Rule running clock time.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Salina for state quarterfinal action live video feed being brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County now leads 35-6. Yeah, that's what I said. 35-6 over Gordonsville, sniffing the semifinal round for only the second time in Bulldog history. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just drove 44 yards. And it was all set up by another huge run by Joseph Markham, a 30-yarder this time. Keaton Arms crosses the stripe from 6 yards out, his third touchdown of the night, and Clay County leads 35-6. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever while building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Big John Hamilton recording the tackle there on the special teams kickoff coverage. Special thoughts with the family of Joseph Markham this week as he's having a big night. His mom, Gwenda Scott, and his stepdad, Terry Scott. Terry had some surgery back on Tuesday this week. I heard it went well. That's excellent news. Not sure if she was able to be here in person tonight. I hope she is. If not, I'm glad she's listening. I know she'll be glued to it. Bryson Greer on the carry, running hard, picks up 6-7.
Got to credit Keaton Arms on that tackle, Daniel.
Tigers took over for this possession at their own 41-yard line. We do have a Tiger down the field injured. We're going to go to break here. Also a Bulldog down, a player from each squad down injured. 5:50 mark of this third quarter. Clay Kenny up 35-6. We'll be back.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, live video coverage tonight being provided by H&H Auto and Equipment. Levi Garrett and Bryson Greer, the players who were down injured. Of course, Levi had a partially separated shoulder against Gordonsville in that regular season finale region championship game. Bryson Greer had the same injury down at South Pittsburgh last week for the Tigers. It was both of those guys re-injuring, it appears, their respective shoulders on that play, Thomas. Two of the biggest, toughest guys on the field for either squad right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't meet in the middle on that play, Daniel. Levi Garrett, you're not going to cart him off this field. He got up, popped up, hanging that shoulder as he walked off the field. The crowd erupted for Levi Garrett, but he is going to receive some medical attention. But I'm tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised to see Levi Garrett right here on the sideline again if they'll let him.
He's out there amongst family and coaches.
Yeah,
we're back to action here. Second and four, Tigers with it at their own 47, 3 yards from midfield. Albritton with it in the gun. Give off inside to Musgrove.
Ah.
He's going to be hit, brought down. Close to the first, though. Ricardo McElroy, the primary stopper, joined by others. Both players, Thomas, as we mentioned, of course, shoulder injuries, each of them exited the field under their own power. Greer for the Tigers, Garrett for Clay County. Third and one here, big play for the Dogs. Would love to turn the Tigers back. The ball sets at the 50-yard line, precisely on midfield. Give to Musgrove again. He has the first. He's off left side. Going to be hit by Jimmy Burchin and someone else, I think Kerr, the one that had him wrapped up first. Jimmy coming up with run support and helping. Those two have been the epitome of what a safety should be for this Bulldog football team.
Yeah, they both read it so well, Daniel, and they both cover so well. And they rarely get caught in the middle. Coming up or dropping back, which is just amazing.
First and 10. Albritton rolls right. Throws deep. Gonna be caught. A great catch. Good coverage by Jimmy Burchie there. Just a real good play with that Tiger receiver. And now he's shaking up a bit. Gordonsville here getting inside the red zone. Number 15 for the Tigers. Their favorite target, Brady Gentry, on the catch. Clay County up 35-6. 4:40 mark third quarter. Tigers have a lot of work to do if they want to climb back in it, but they're starting to chip away perhaps as they drive here. The ball at the Tiger 14. Albritton in the gun. Rolls left. Quarterback draw. Into the heart of the defense. Going to be hit. Penalty flags come out. Markham, the primary stopper. I see number 53, and that's Hunter Kyle, but he was wearing 30. He's changed his jersey back. I see that arm sleeve that he wears. So Markham and Kyle teaming up for the stop, but we do have a penalty that could erase the tackle.
Yeah.
A hold against the Tigers. We've mentioned it several times. Want to mention it again. H&H Auto and Equipment providing the live video stream tonight. Very thankful to them.
Yeah, folks, we had owner Chris Hicks on with us during the CarQuest H&H pregame show. Go back and listen to that when this one goes final. They just offer a lot of great things down there, Daniel. It's not just automotive. It's not just equipment. They got marine. They got farm parts, just everything right here in this small little town.
First and round 18. Ball sits at the 20-yard line. Albritton in the gun. One wide out to the right along with the wing. Two wide outs left. Musgrove, the running back. Greer still out on the sideline with the shoulder injury. Albritton rolls left. Flips his hips. Releases for the corner of the end zone. Going to be wide of the mark. Incomplete.
We mentioned it a couple times, going to mention it again. A capacity crowd on hand here at John Teeples Field probably would have been a little bit bigger had not York and Monterey been playing tonight, also Smith County playing a home game tonight, and East Robertson over there. A lot of those AA teams like Trousdale, West Morgan, some of those guys could have went that way, but a great crowd here at John Teeples Field. 4:03 left in this third quarter. Third round TWSAA playoff action. Clay County 35, Gordonsville 6. Tigers trying to hang a second touchdown on the board here. Second and 17, 18 range. Albritton in the gun. Quarterback draw.
Ooh.
Hit hard by Markham. Markham tattooed him there.
Ooh.
A nice little gain by Albritton. However, it was second and 18, so after a pickup of around 8, it's still going to be second and 10-ish. The ball spotted at the Clay County 16. Nice hit.
Best one we've seen in a while right there. We talked about Joseph Markham running angry. He's playing defense the same way, Daniel. What a shot by the senior.
It's personal to him tonight. He knows this is the last one for him if we don't come out on top. And he has wheeled his team along with Keaton Arms. Markham, I think, 2 rushing touchdowns. Arms has 3 on the night to account for those 5 scores. Third and 12. Albritton with time. Going to be sacked! John Hamilton bringing down the senior quarterback for the Tigers. And it's going to be fourth and long.
Markham's not the only one that knows it could be his last game. As you look down this list, Daniel, every senior has contributed with a big play. That was a big one from John Hamilton right there. We see it across the board. Daniel, we know how special these guys are. They're doing legendary things here tonight on John Teeples Field, and they've done it their entire careers.
Fourth, and we're going to call that a sack. It wasn't a huge loss. Loss of a couple of inches. Fourth and 12. Tigers going to call a timeout and talk about this play, because I'll be honest with you, if they don't convert here and score, this could be a ballgame for them. 35-6, 2:21 mark of this third quarter. Clay County looking to stop the Tigers on a 4th and 12 when we return.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. Home.
Fourth and 12. Albritton in the gun. Wants the pass. To me. Brought down. By the dog.
John Hamilton again in the middle. 23 brought him to the ground, Daniel.
Hamilton with another sack. I'm still watching the pile. I know Thomas was right. It is Hamilton. I saw it too. John Hamilton back-to-back sacks on the Gordonsville Tigers. Folks, there's 2:09 left to play in this third quarter. It's 35-6 Clay. And for, I think, the third time tonight, maybe the fourth, the Tigers have turned it over on downs.
Like I said just a second ago, this entire senior squad, there's 9 of them, Daniel, including on the offensive side, the guys in the line, the defensive line, the linebackers, also the underclassmen making big plays. Clay County knows what tonight means, and they're responding.
They certainly are. 35-6. Time out taken by Coach Lamb here. We're going to play one ad probably, maybe two. Come right back.
What's the best barbecue around?
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org.
where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Third round state quarterfinal action. Live video feed being provided by H&H Auto and Equipment. Clay County taking over for their third offensive possession of this third quarter. The ball sits at the Bulldog 22-yard line. So the Dogs have a 78-yard field to drive. They lead 35-6. Arms in the gun. Wideouts to either side. Kerr, a wing to the left. Markham at the right hip. Give to Joseph. He's off the right side. Turns north and south. Gets the corner. Cuts back. Loses his foot and goes down. A nice gain for Markham. Going to be short of the sticks, though. Minute 50 and ticking. A score on this drive would put a TWSAA Mercy Rule running clock on this third-round playoff game.
We're just 1 point shy of it right now, Daniel. Clay County with a 29-point advantage at this point.
Second one, 9-yard gain for Markham. Placing the ball at the 31. Keaton the gun. Give to Joseph again. He's off left side. Stiff arms a man. Here he goes. Another stiff arm. 40, 45. Right down to the 50. Joseph Markham. Keep feeding him, baby. Markham, having perhaps the best night I've seen him have as a Bulldog football player. Ball sits directly at midfield at the 50. On the near side hash to us, left side. Puts the wide side of the field to the right of the offense. Offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard calling another great game here. The 40-year veteran coach. Head coach Bruce Lamb leading everything for this black and gold squad this year. Arms in the gun. First and 10. Kerr in motion. Give to him on the jet sweep. Kerr around right side. Gets back to the 50 and across the 50 for a pickup of one, advancing to the 49. Gordonsville's done a good job laterally on the jet sweep tonight.
Yeah, that's what Coach Maynard talked about heading into the last game, Daniel. They overload. They bring a guy over the top with our motion and things like that, and they get wide, and they take away that jet, that sweep. And that's where he thought they'd be vulnerable, up the middle and off tackle. And Joseph Markham has exploited that here tonight behind a great push from that offensive line inside.
And Keaton Arms, three rushing touchdowns when we've had it down around the goal line. The last time we played the Tigers in the regular season finale is the third quarter ends. And Clay County's up 35-6, as I was saying before we go to break. Markham and Arms the last time, 27 carries between them. For 79 yards.
Right.
It's going to be a lot more than that tonight. Folks, we're going to break. Clay County's up 35-6, threatening to hang another one. 12 minutes
left
in the game.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties.
Kerr with it. Second down play. Out of Kerr. Down the left sideline to the 20. Run out of bounds. We got the jet sweep to the edge that time. Parker Smith and a Tiger kind of tied up after the play. Stone Lynn, a nice job, went over and grabbed Junior Parker Smith and pulled him away from that. Gordonsville very frustrated right now. We've got to be smart going down this stretch. If the Tigers start to lash out, perhaps, then we don't retaliate in some sort of foolish way.
Yeah, up 29, fixing to be more here, Daniel. You know, you're looking towards next week, and we don't need to get in trouble, just like you said, because that affects the next round.
Ball sets is at Gordonsville 16-yard line. In the red zone, first and 10, Clay County in no hurry. Going to call a timeout, it looks like, as the play clock is down to 1. And that is indeed what takes place. 11:51 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Clay County up 35-6. They have it first and 10 from the Gordonsville 16 when we return.
Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Back here live, third round action, live video feed being provided to you by H&H Auto and Equipment. Clay County looking to go up by another score and try to get this Mercy Rue running clock going. Over the Gordonsville Tigers. Ball sets at the Tiger 16 where it's first and 10. Keaton Arms in the gun. Alec Kerr split to the right. Tight end left. Jimmy Burchett also joining Kerr to the right. He's all the way out here at the sideline. Give to Markle. Joseph into a scrum of Tigers. Going to have to wait and check the spot. It's on the far side of the field away from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Gains the 11. Pick up a 5, making it 2nd and 5. Dogs in no rush. 11:25 and ticking. 24 seconds on this play clock. Dogs now break huddle. Approach the line. Jimmy Burchett splits right. Nate Adams left. Kerr a wing back to the right. Markham at the left tip of Arms in the gun. Here's the snap from Lynn. Quarterback keeper Arms sprinting to the edge. Gets north and south. Picks up some. Going to be short of the sticks. He advances up to perhaps the 9. They spot him further than that. Looks like the 7. Yeah, 3rd and 1. This series started at the 16. 1st and 10 at the Gordonsville 16. The ball sits now at the Tiger 7, where it's 3rd and 1. Dogs driving left or right from our vantage point. Keaton may keep it again here. On short yardage. It is going to be a quarterback keeper. Arms off left side.
First and goal.
Does get the yardage needed. Side judge is standing on the 5. If that's the spot, it's a pickup of 2. And that is where it's at. First and goal from the 5. 10, 11, and ticking here. Clay County trying to hang on to this 29-point lead and add to it to secure a berth into the semifinals for only the 2nd time ever in program history, the last time 37 years ago in 1985. First and goal, arms in the gun. I look for Keaton to keep. It's going to be a give to Markham. He's running hard. He's pushing. He's in. Joseph Markham puts the nail in the coffin. This clock's going to be running. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Clay County 41, Gordonsville 6, 9:41 left in this one. What a performance.
Unbelievable, Daniel. Joseph Markham, a career night. And listen to this average. 10 carries, 212 yards. Three touchdowns.
21.2. Pretty good average.
That's pretty easy math to do, Daniel.
All of the emergency vehicles have had a big time tonight with their sirens. Levi Garrett takes on the extra point.
No.
42-6. No good?
No good.
It looked good to me.
Well, it would look good from here, but they signal, the guys with the striped shirts signal no good.
One other thing that I want to mention before we go to break, in addition to that East 52 fire truck and the city of Salina, City 1, we've got Sean Mosier firing off fireworks, adding to this atmosphere. What a great night in Salina. 9:41 left here in the fourth quarter. Clay County 41, Gordonsville 6.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here, line. Peyton Kimer going to be taken down. Penalty flags come out. The Tigers, very frustrated. They really thought they were going to come to John Peoples Field tonight and avenge that region championship loss. So far, that's not happening. I'm assuming this is against the Tigers. Personal foul, Gordonsville. Okay, not an offset incoming. Sometimes they'll signal both. All right, so as we mentioned before, down this stretch, I hate to say this, but I will because it's true, this excellent group of 20 Gordonsville seniors with such great careers they've had, they're going to be very frustrated going down this stretch. Clay County's got to be smart and not drawn into stuff and survive for next week's semifinal action. I'm talking like it's over because, folks, it's 41-6 with a running clock, 8:25 left.
Yeah, and it's ticking away. It's not going to last long. There's fixing to be the biggest celebration you've ever seen here on John Peoples Field, and it's coming quickly, Daniel.
Tackle made that time. I'm assuming John Hamilton made that stop. Pick up a 1, 2nd, 9 now. We might mention this a little bit more in the CarQuest postgame show. Got to mention it right now. Just for a second, because I want to throw this stat out there. Thomas, we had an opportunity. Coach Lamb asked us to come eat with him and speak for a moment yesterday evening at their team meal, and we appreciate him for that. And one of the things that we brought up is that talking to these 9 seniors. So, guys, you played 25 football games here on John Peoples Field. Quick screen thrown out route. Tackle going to be made by Weston Birdwell, enough for the first down. Told them, guys, you played 25 football games here on John Peoples Field. And we talked about how tough a place Turney Ford Field is to play, and it certainly is. But John Peoples Field, these last 4 years at least, just as equally as tough. The Dogs, 23-2 here at home, these 9 seniors during their careers. That's pretty good stuff.
That's really impressive, Daniel. And, you know, on top of that, you also said Clay County, these seniors, since they've been playing, they have not lost to Gordonsville on this field.
On this field, that's right.
It's not happening again tonight either.
Swing pass thrown out there to the Tigers. It's caught. A lot of frustration by some Dog faithful here in the stands. Tackled by Jimmy Burchett. 6:43 in Tegan. Tigers still have life here. It is a running clock, but they're moving the football a little bit.
Daniel, they've moved the football all night long. They've had big plays to get them up and down the field. But this Bulldog defense, they bent a little bit, but they haven't broken. Gave up the one score in the first quarter to Gordonsville. Might have been second quarter. I have to look back, but early on to make it 14-6. And it's been all Clay County since then.
First and 10 Tigers run inside. Tackle made by a host of dogs. I'm watching the pile for the primary tackler. Things get a little chippy. Everybody's walking away cleanly, though. Kerr's involved. Worm Smith involved. Perhaps Austin Anderson, the primary stopper on that one. Yeah, a great series between the seniors on these two teams. This is the sixth meeting in the last 4 years between the squads. The first one came in 2019 here at John Tables Field. Clay County won that one. I think the score was 35-6. Second and five, operating on the keeper. He's going to be brought down and stopped.
Alley Kerr.
Kerr on the stop. Joined by Keaton Arms. The next meeting, regular season matchup at Turney Ford in 2020. Tigers won that one 20-9. Dogs go back in the playoffs, the second round, to Turney Ford in 2020. The Tigers win that one 21-14. We went back to Turney Ford for a third straight time in 2021. Tigers won again 21-14. Region championship game 2 weeks ago at home. Clay County wins 27-20. And here tonight in the third round, what a hit! Jimmy Burchett absolutely de-cleated that Tiger. And I think...
It was not caught. It was
not
caught.
They're not giving it to him, right?
He knocked it loose.
Okay,
it was simultaneously.
He knocked it loose.
Would have been a reception. Jimmy Burchett, he's just another one of these seniors that's come to play tonight. Had a big catch early on. Daniel Burchett has six stops tonight, plus has huge fumble recovery on that muff punt. You know, you can go down the list. Go down this list. We'll talk about it in the CarQuest post-game show. It's amazing what these seniors have done tonight.
Offsetting penalties called on that last play. So we're going to replay the down. Ball at the 50, 4-14 and ticking. We were talking about that series there. So six games being played so far in it. The home team has won every game. They won the three at their place. We won two with ours. Trying to hang on to this 41-6 win as we tick under 4 minutes to play to win this one.
Here's the only difference. That home field advantage probably had made a difference in those other five games, Daniel, because they were one-score contests, you know, three-score contests, things of that nature. Tonight, Clay County's blowing out Gordonsville. Absolute domination here by these Bulldogs in the final game of the series.
First down for the Tigers. Ball in Bulldog territory at the 46. Tigers in no hurry. Auburn going to back up into the gun. 3:05 and ticking. Play action pass. Auburn to throw. John Hamilton. Third sack of the night. Wow. Chalk him up another. Hunter Kyle involved. Keaton Arms involved. But the pressure of Hamilton there first to get Auburn to the ground. 2:35 and ticking. What a dominant display tonight by the black and gold. Head coach Bruce Lamb coming in here after a long career at Livingston Academy, taking over this Bulldog program from former head coach Jake Johnson. I texted him earlier this morning, as a matter of fact, told him I'd been thinking about him a lot. He has been a big part of the success that is taking place right here. Coach Lamb, though, coming in and taking them a step further into this third round and on beyond into the semifinals as we've got 2:05 and ticking left in this one. After the big sack by Hamilton, Tigers ran around right side and might be a good time to get some of these starters out, even if Gordonsville gets a touchdown from him, because the chipping is taking place after each play.
Yeah, we got a flag on the field too, Daniel. I don't know if it came in retaliation or what. That's the freshman Nolan Adams over there, I think, making that stop downfield and kind of battling, causing the confrontation a little bit. The Gordonsville Tiger couldn't pick out the number and didn't like the way Adams tackled him. I mean, basically, that's all he did.
officials conferencing over here. Personal foul against Clay County. Personal foul against Gordonsville. Offsetting. And the whole time that the clock ticks. Minute 5 left in this contest. Ladies and gentlemen, Clay County is going to be right here on John Teeples Field. 1 week from tonight on Black Friday for a semifinal matchup against the Coalfield Yellow Jackets. An absolute destruction of the Gordonsville Tigers here in this one. Incomplete pass for the Tigers on third and short. And that's the last play of the game unless the Tigers just want to rush another one. Because there's 30 seconds on the game clock and 34 on the play clock.
Look at this scene, Daniel. Clay County fans coming to their feet. The students preparing to rush the field.
I'll be honest with you, Thomas. I hadn't really vocalized it, but I expected this. This is what I expected tonight. Another one in the hands of a dog. Gonna be brought down. Throws incomplete. Turnover on downs. Buzzer sounds. This one is done. For the first time in 37 years, Clay County is heading to the semifinals. Head coach Bruce Lamb, offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard, defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson have led this team to the semifinals. Levi Garrett, the first dog, shaking it up with the Tigers. His teammates hopefully soon to join him as they come out of the student section. A lot of respect for these Gordonsville Tigers. A lot of dislike for them, too. But a tremendous amount of respect. This one is done. Clay County, 41. Gordonsville, 6. We're going to come back and do the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TBS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the CarQuest post-game show, Horizon Sports Network. Live video coverage of this third-round playoff game has been provided tonight by H&H Auto and Equipment of Salina. Just what an outstanding night here at John Teeples Field. 41-6, the final score. And I'm not surprised, to be honest. I felt like this was going to happen. I knew this coaching staff had the guys ready. I knew that these nine seniors were ready and that they had everybody else ready to go. And Thomas, I'm not surprised. Clay County heading to the semifinals for the first time in 37 years.
We've been talking about it all season. We've been talking about it for the last few weeks, Daniel. This Clay County team's been on a mission since the off season, in my opinion. You know, we talk about the coaching staff that was brought in here. We talk about the disappointment. I just have to say it, disappointment of last year, and I think every bit of that motivated this team and these, especially these nine seniors. We talk about them all the time, but it was the entire team tonight.
Yeah.
We saw underclassmen stepping up. Everybody that took the field here for Clay County was a part of this win, and, you know, you have to rank it up there as one of the most historic wins in Bulldog football history. There's just two of them that have made it to the semifinals, and you can't compare those two. But, you know, Clay County has got a chance, just like that 85 team, to become legendary next week. And it all came from just total domination of Gordesville here on John Teeples Field tonight.
Yeah, and it's start to finish. As we mentioned, Gordesville had been opening up the prior two playoff games with the kickoff returns for touchdown, getting early leads. That did not happen tonight. They had a long opening drive, Thomas. Looking back at my play sheet, that Gordesville opening drive chewed up a lot of time. And it was an 11-play drive. But the Dogs turned them over on downs down here around the 25-yard line. And then the route was on because the first offensive play from scrimmage, Joseph Markham takes it 81 yards for a touchdown. And I kind of knew right then, to be honest. I just knew this is our night.
Yeah, and, you know, Markham went on to have a historic night. But you're right. It started with that Clay County defense, that Clay County interior, the senior-led interior, and the entire squad of defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson. We know his history with his old in-county rival, Gordesville. He knew him well. Everybody stepped up this week, including the coaches, and it showed early. The quick start, Coach Lamb talked about it in an interview. He knew how important that quick start would be on both sides of the ball, and Clay County came out and did it. Two fourth down stops on each side of that Markham highlight, that 81-yard touchdown that put Clay County up 7-0. And it wasn't the big play next, Daniel. It was a long, sustained drive, 11 plays, a 74-yard drive came after that second fourth down stop. Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett had big catches in amongst several good runs from Joseph Markham, and Keaton Arms scored the first of three rushing touchdowns from 3 yards out. And that's when I knew, Daniel, when you get up two scores on Gordesville with 8:29 left in the first quarter, they can't come back from that.
No, and I'll tell you something else about that second offensive possession. You mentioned 11 plays. It also chewed up about 6 minutes of game time. That's a huge portion. That's half of a quarter, and just excellent.
And then Clay County, the next drive, after we went up 14-0, Gordesville wasn't done. You know, they responded just like we knew they were going to. Albritton found Adams for a big play, and then took it himself in from 6 yards out to make it 14-6. Alec Kerr with a block extra point there. We thought that might come into play down the stretch. Clay County made sure it didn't. So it's 14-6, 3:52 to go in the half. And then we saw I think this was a crucial possession right before the half. Clay County got the ball back with about three and a half, four minutes to play, and you saw them trying to milk the clock out and drive the ball and then score. Well, they didn't. Gorgel stopped them with a minute to go, was going to get the ball back. We punted to them. They muffed the punt. Jimmy Burchard with a huge fumble recovery, and Clay County capitalized. We saw Alec Kerr go up and make a great catch off of Karam, a tip ball. Kerr comes down with it. And then the next play, Joseph Markham. His 81-yard touchdown run was impressive, but it wasn't as impressive as that 25-yarder where he went one-on-one with five different guys and broke all those tackles and got into the end zone, Daniel. To me, that was a nail in the coffin. Clay County led 21-6 at the break.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, Gordon's was a team. They had not trailed like yet all the way back, because even when we beat them in the regular season finale, we never built that big of a lead. You got to go back to the Watertown game when it was 13-28 that they lost in the second game of the season. They hadn't found themselves in that place in about 3.5 months.
Right, and they weren't coming back from it. And Clay County made sure of it on the opening play of the third quarter, the second half. Alec Kerr, they slipped him up inside. They were going to kick it deep to Kerr. Another great coaching move from Clay County. They moved Clay County into the midline. Alec Kerr into the midline of the kick receiving core there, Daniel. He gets the return and puts Clay County in business, sets them up in Gordonsville territory, and it went from there. Two passes to Kerr, the 30-yarder being the big play on the drive, and then Keaton Arms, another rushing touchdown, 28-6 Clay County, and they were rolling. Gordonsville still driving again, though. They never laid down. No. This Clay County defense just kept coming. We talked about the underclassmen, none bigger than Nate Adams. Had an interception on the next Gordonsville drive that stopped them. Would have returned it for a touchdown as he had a lead on all the Tigers. And then the white hat kind of got in the way to stop that one. But it didn't matter. Clay County got in the end zone again. It was 35-6, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. After an arms 6-yard run, Daniel, and it just went from there. Joseph Markham added his third touchdown late. Final score, Clay County 41, Gordonsville 6. Can't say that too many times.
Beat down. We're going to play one little promo, come back, get some Gordonsville stats from Coach Edwards, Clay County stats from Thomas, announce the TDS top performer, and do a final budget pest control scoreboard update. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live for the final time tonight on the CarQuest Postgame Show. Clay County big winners 41-6 over arch nemesis Gordonsville Tigers. Clay County gets to 12-1 on the year. That's something we hadn't talked about. First Bulldog football team in our over 80-year playing football history that's won 12 games in a season. Just another great accolade that's happened in recent years. Moving on to the semifinals that will take place right here at John Tuples Field 1 week from tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff Central Time against the Coalfield Yellow Jackets. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards, though, and do some Gordonsville stats right now.
Thank you, Daniel. Gordonsville, 55 total plays tonight, 294 yards, almost 300 yards of offense, but only stuck it in the end zone one time. 11 of 17 through the air for 159, one interception, 38 rushes for 125. Penalty yards, Clay County only 3 penalties on the night for 14 yards. Gordonsville 4 penalties for 42 yards.
Pretty clean game.
Thomas, start wherever you want to.
Well, there's a lot to talk about here, Daniel. And everybody on this list played a huge game for Clay County. We'll start with passing. We saw Keaton Arms come in. You don't get much more efficient than he's been since he's returned from injury, especially, Daniel. He was 6-for-8 tonight for 107 yards. And one of those I know was a spike. So basically one incompletion for Keaton Arms tonight. This is another great game for him.
Played really good.
He did. Receiving-wise, Alec Kerr, 4 catches for 80 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 2 catches for 27 yards. I'll jump over to totals right now. I forgot to usually start with that, Daniel. Clay County ran 35 plays for 424 total yards. We saw him rush 27 times for 317 yards and 6 touchdowns tonight. We talked about it. They were held to less than 100 for the first time this season, the only time this season in the last Gordesville matchup. We talked about how key that was going to be, Daniel. Tripled that, 317 rushing yards.
Yeah, that definitely is a difference. Yeah. And the great defense, too, but that's a huge difference from the last one.
No doubt. Of course, I had 107 passing yards. You got 424. Just leading the way defensively tonight, Joseph Markham, 7 tackles. We saw Jimmy Burchett have 6 and a fumble recovery. Levi Garrett had 5 stops. Nate Adams had 2. Worm Smith had 2. Alec Kerr had 5 and a tackle for loss. John Hamilton, 5 tackles and 3 sacks tonight. Ricardo McElroy, 4 tackles. Keaton Arms had 4 tackles. Weston Birdwell, 5 stops tonight. Hunter Kyle had 4. Nolan Adams had 2. And Austin Anderson had 1. Big numbers right there for the Clay County defense, Daniel. They really came to play. And then on the rushing side, Keaton Arms, 10 carries, 41 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Alec Kerr, 7 carries, 64 yards tonight. And just the amazing performance by Joseph Markham, 10 carries, 212 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And that leads us right into the TDS top performer, Daniel. There's no question about an individual performance tonight. Now, these players all made plays, and this team as a whole was very impressive. But the top individual performance, he led the team in tackles, and he led the team in yardage. Joseph Markham, again, 212 yards. You talked about it. Moved into third all-time behind my teammate, Gary Davis, all-time leading rusher, and Jimmy Crankhull. I see you're probably fixing to calculate his total yardage, but
what I was looking at was single season. That was career. He
went
over
1,000 4 or 5 games ago, Daniel.
Yeah.
So he could be pressing that record for a single season yardage. Gary Davis had a big year, I know that.
He bypassed Gary Davis's number 3 spot of 1,468 tonight, Joseph did. With his 212, so he sets 3rd single season, just trailing Crankhull and Gary Davis now by around 150 yards for a single season record, which he could get next week. And career, he moved into 3rd. He won't catch those 2 guys there. He'll finish 3rd career all time unless he gets 1,000 yards in the next 2 games. But anyway.
What's so impressive to me about Joseph Markham is like those 2 all-time greats. They were more than just a tailback. And that's what Joseph Markham is. He plays this game of football to his best ability every time he's on the field. He's the punter. He plays unbelievable defense. He plays on special teams, just like I said, and he leads this Clay County offense. They go as Joseph Markham goes. He's not only the burner, the guy with the moves, but he's the workhorse for Clay County.
Joseph just, you don't want to, you know, you don't pick favorite players that you got to watch or anything.
Stay out of this group.
Right. But Joseph's just, in my opinion, he's just such a special person on and off the field. Great individual.
tremendous young man, and I think we saw him play the best game of his high school career right here tonight.
And like you said, that's saying something.
It is saying something. And we saw the other guys do it too. John Hamilton with 3 sacks. They play back guys that if they didn't dominate and win, they weren't going to play any more football. And they all turned out. Joseph Markham, just tremendous tonight. Great blocking up front. He'll be the first to say that to help spring him loose. Just a lot of moves out of Mr. Markham tonight. I probably got too excited on those touchdown calls to actually understand what was going on, but I can't contain myself when he gets loose in the open field. Coach Edwards, thoughts on Joseph?
Well, like we said, starting the game, got to win some one-on-one battles, and Joseph Markham won a lot of those on his own tonight, shedding tacklers, making moves, and making guys miss, and some huge hits on the defensive side, too.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that. The highlight of the night on defense was him.
He was an absolute beast on both sides of the ball. So, kudos to Joseph Park, and what a game for him. And, again, these nine seniors, it's a group where everybody contributes. I could barely hear you guys because we're playing outside there, but I did hear you mention about John Hamilton and some other guys. You know, Keaton Arms playing his best football these last three or four games, and they're playing good at the right time. And regardless of what those West Tennessee folks think, we got a pretty good football team here in Clay County.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And tonight, we chose Joseph Markham as a notch above the others as the TDS Disposal top performer. TDS Disposal, they serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, we're going to kick over to you for a final budget pest control scoreboard update. Started to get off talking about those nine seniors a little bit, but we've got another to broadcast next week. We'll have a lot more time to talk about them.
Thank you, Daniel. The Coalfield, like you mentioned earlier, Coalfield will be here next week. A good friend of mine, Sean Basler, is the AD up there, and I've already talked to him during the post-game show. They're looking forward to the trip, and we look forward to hosting them here. They beat Oliver Springs tonight 56-0.
Wow. Another blowout.
Yeah.
York beats Monterey 35-21. We all picked that one correctly. Tyner over East Rock 35-7. East Nashville 40, Smith County 27. The Nolansville Knights and Page Patriots were tied up at 7 at halftime. That's the latest score I have on them. Red Bank 28, East Hamilton 6, final score. Peabody and Mace, Peabody was up 24-20 in the fourth quarter. Upset of the night. Fayetteville was up 18-17 with 20 seconds to go. Apparently, McKenzie kicked a field goal, won the game 20-18.
Wow.
McKenzie Rebels.
Which, I mean,
I don't want to upset. I shouldn't have said upset.
Was the favorite to start the season.
Yes.
And then Fayetteville kind of started doing their thing and passed him up. So I'd say they had a little added motivation in that one.
Yeah, they two great teams.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the bug thugs.
Okay, so we know that McKenzie is going to play the winner of Peabody and Mace in the West. Tell me one more time the last score you heard on Peabody. Peabody was up, right?
Peabody's up 24-20 in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, here's what we know. The East is set. The Clay County Bulldogs, the 12-1 Clay County Bulldogs.
Yeah, you can say that.
Are going to be right here at John Teeples Field. For the first time ever on this campus, now back in 1985, we hosted the South Pittsburgh Pirates over at the old field across town at Salina High School. So we have had a semifinal game in Salina before, but that's 37 years ago. I was 3 years old. Thomas, you were 8. I have no memory of it. I don't suppose you do either.
I don't.
So for us, it's going to be the first one. Pretty special. Great team, great coaching staff. Very fortunate to get to sit and witness history tonight. Hopefully we will see history happen for the first time ever next week, and that's to see a Clay County team advance to the single-A state championship game with a semifinal win. Final thoughts, guys, before we sign off. I want to obviously one more time thank all of our sponsors, including H&H Auto and Equipment, who sponsored the live video stream tonight. Thomas, what have you got?
I don't know. I'm just kind of speechless like you were just a second ago, Daniel. You know, this is something, like you said, we knew this team had it in them, but they proved who they are tonight. And two more?
Two more. Sounds good. Folks, we'll be right back here Black Friday next week. School, go to school Monday, Tuesday. Kids will be off on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Thursday. We'll come and play semifinal football at John Teeples Field. Coming up 1 week from the night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll be right here again in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth where we've been this whole postseason. And if you can't make it out, tune in and listen to us, but please come right out. Come right out here. Watch these fine young men and these fine coaches try to win a semifinal football game and take Bulldog football to their first ever Class A state championship football game. I think it's going to happen.
Amen.
Folks, for Matt Adams on the camera there, for Thomas Weaver, for Rob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.